What's up, guys? Listen to What Guys Think, the podcast where we talk about why men's pillows suck, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently, all females say guys' pillows are too rough, and they're right, because just recently I found something called a goose pillow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a goose?
It's like it's hugging you with cold hands, but like the perfect temperature where you just knock out.
Damn. I'm trying to get one of those.
I need it now.
I need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. That's what I need. I need a 20% off. Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's What Guys Think. What's up, guys? This is What Guys Think. We're joined here by our boy, my fraternity brother, my dude, the man, the myth, the legend, Vinny Gabagool.
I was making a funny face the entire time he was saying that intro, but I realized you can't see me, so.
No one can see you. You can do anything you want. I could pretend like I'm running away. Hold on, I'll be right, guys.
Bill, where are you going? He never left. He's still here.
Still here.
It's pretty good.
I could do anything I want.
Guys, I'm pretty happy. The stimmy hit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, facts. Yeah, I was in, you ever been to Kitchen Witch? It's like,
nah,
a, it's like, it's
it.
Literally, I'm trying to think, it's in Belmar, but it's a restaurant themed, of witches. There's like,
there's wait, a, what?
There's witches, like, there's witches.
So you
like,
seen Snape's going to meet me at the door?
Yeah. So Snape's, yeah, Harry's there.
Harry.
No, they have, Harry.
Ronald Weasley.
No, yeah, but they had like witches hanging around the room. They had like the Wizard of Oz witches, and all the food is themed with a witch. Like,
wait, where did you say this was?
In Belmar.
Oh, in Belmar.
Yeah, it was.
So you go to the beach and you're like, you know what? You guys want to be a couple of witches tonight?
Yeah, apparently. Bang. It's the only one that exists. But the food is really good.
Is it?
It's mostly breakfast and lunch, but brunch. But it was good. You know, and then I checked I was like, let me see my fucking stimmy hit. I was like, let me just check. And then it said,
let me see if I can afford this hoagie.
I was like, because this fucking meal is going to be $1,400. No, it was good. It was cheap. They had like this strawberry, like, butter spread on these biscuits that looked like someone was fucking making them in the back, because they were like, I was like, did someone fucking make this with their hands?
Yeah,
I was
right.
Like,
this ain't no Gorilla Grip them.
Yeah, this ain't no ShopRite biscuits.
Are you sure that your stimmy didn't hit because they put like a witchcraft spell to make it hit? Because you tipped well.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
That probably is true. I remember because I got it at the end.
And they're making us talk about it on this show.
And now they have free advertisement.
Dude, honestly, witches skeeved me out.
Really?
Ever
really?
Since I met... Well, not like...
Yeah.
Obviously, like Halloween.
Not like
witches.
Halloween witches, yeah. Where the girl's like wearing nothing.
Like, I got a story behind this, so if you'll indulge for a second. I used to work at the smoke shop. I was like the state of storm. I think I told you the story. I had this guy who used to come in all the time. And he was like whacked out of his fucking mind. Like he went straight up to the 60s, dropped acid, and never fucking came back. Like he's whacked out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
And one day he comes in and he's like, he used to come in like every like fucking like week.
Right.
But he would always tell like these crazy fucking stories. Oh, so like God. I would order Chinese food and let him hang out in the store and listen to this guy speak.
What would he say?
Dude, oh my God. Before I get into the witch story, I'm gonna tell you so the first one that we did with him, the first conversation like I had with him when he like first actually like started exchanging stories with me.
Yeah.
He was telling me like all these conspiracy theories because he saw this book that I was reading. It's called Escape of the Grey Wolf, mm-hmm. which is about Adolf Hitler surviving World War II and how there's a whole map, etc. about people. Yeah. And he started like ballparking some conspiracies with me and like talking about like aliens and shit. And then this guy was like, you know, they found some dude who like found the remedy to every disease. He like could cure cancer.
Right,
diabetes.
You told me. Yeah, you did tell me this. Yeah. I remember he put your phone in the freezer, right?
Wait, what?
No, that was my roommate in college. That guy was a fucking whack job too. Sorry if you're out there elite.
He's listening. It's like, oh man, he doesn't like
it's
me.
Like, I thought he liked me.
That dude was a fucking whack job.
Vinny was like, Vinny said this guy came up to him and he was like, he's like, I know the remedy.
Oh, I want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And he dipped my fucking phone and put it in the freezer. I was like, yo, what?
He stuck Vinny's phone in the freezer because he thought it would like the FBI or CIA would hear him.
That's crazy.
The best part is
that's thinking about.
He
that's
spoke
like
a,
into it,
dude. He spoke like a congested cartoon too. He was like, "I need to borrow your phone so I can put it in the freezer."
And then he told him that like hydrogen peroxide is like the cure for
it. Oh, no, that was the old guy. So the old guy was like, they found this guy who cured every fucking disease, right? He's like, he cured cancer. He cured fucking diabetes. He cured fucking melanoma, which is just another form of cancer. I don't know many diseases. Leave me alone. But I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense, bro. It's like the Who Killed the Electric Car documentary, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know what the cure was? I was like, no. He's like, it was just simply hydrogen peroxide. It was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, you used it before, right? I was like, well, me when I was a kid.
Yeah, like on cuts and stuff.
Like I got scraped. My mom was like, yo, let's pour this fucking hot acid all over your leg. And so,
and it's like, it's not going to hurt. It's like not going to hurt.
Like, it's not going to hurt. And then it hurts. And then you're like, me.
And then you don't want to see the bottle anymore when you get hurt. It's like, please just let me put a Band-Aid on it.
But the guy, that's what I said to the guy. I'm like, yeah, you put on your leg for cuts and stuff. And he was like, no. Look at me with his eyes wide open. He's like this. He's like, no.
No?
He's like, did you mix it with some distilled water and you fucking drink it?
I've actually heard about this too.
I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, dude, I do it all the time. And I was like, yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah, you're nuts.
You're crazy.
And he ain't got to tell me that. So anyway, so the same guy who drinks hydrogen fucking peroxide comes to my store one day and he's got a fucking sour.
Wait, he saw you twice?
Space. Dude, this guy was coming weekly. What? He was a regular. I missed this guy.
Little did Vinny know he wasn't real.
Yeah, no.
No, he was 100% real.
He's like, I fucking swear, bro. I'll go find him right now.
Mark, if you're out there and you hear this, I love you, dog. Anyway, so he used to come into the smoke shop. And so the one day he comes in, he's got this sourpuss look on his face. Like this is what I can describe it. Like he looked like he just got broken up with.
Right.
And I was like, hey, Mark, is everything all right? And he was like, no. I was like, you want to talk about it? Yeah. Like, I assume that's why you're fucking here. That's all you do is talk. You don't buy nothing.
And, dude, like, make a fucking sale at least.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And he was like, you ever see somebody you know, you didn't want to see, but then you run into them and it kind of like ruins your day?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
I mean, I hope it's not me. Right.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, I'm thinking for him, it's like, oh, like an ex he broke up with. So I'm like, I was like, yo, did you run into like an ex-girlfriend or something? He was like.
What did he say? Wait, what happened?
He was like, I saw this girl that I used to fuck. Just like that. Like there was no like warm up to like, he just straight up went from like looking sad as fuck to just looking like pure hate. And he was like, oh, this girl and I, we used to fuck and she was a witch.
She was a witch.
And like in my head, I'm thinking the same thing that you're thinking. Yeah. And he's like, I'm like,
I would ask him, did you have the hydrogen
peroxide? Did you have the broomstick?
That's what I was wondering. I don't know if she had a broomstick. I didn't know if she was like a Hogwarts witch or she was like.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
What type of witch? So what did you go into it? Or
Yeah. So he was like, I used to date this girl and like, it was like, well, you used to fuck. And so he goes into the story about how like they used to fucking shit and then like they broke up and they didn't end on good terms
because she was spelling him.
Well, here's the funny thing. Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, yeah. So here's the funny thing. He says that she was a fucking whack job and broke up with her. So yeah, he was like, yeah, she used to put fucking spells on me and shit. And he's like, witchcraft is not something to fuck around with. It's very serious.
Damn.
And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, so you know what I did after we broke up?
What?
And this is like years before. And he's like, I went to the library.
And I looked up some spells.
Is that what happened? Literally what he did. He was like, I read every book on witchcraft, and I became one of the most powerful witches in all of New Jersey.
And this guy's out of his mind.
He was dead fucking serious the entire time, too. Like, straight
out of his mind. Imagine he just goes up to you, he's like, casting a spell, he's like, look at me. He's like, do whatever he says, dude. And then all of a sudden, you're walking backwards, you don't know why.
Expelliarmus. Bro, throwing some stuff out.
This guy used to like, and he was explaining shit that happened too. He was like, when we broke up, because I became, he's like, if you're a more powerful witch or like than somebody else, like he always said witch, like there was no warlock or wizard,
right?
Everybody was a witch. And he was like, well, if you try and put a spell on someone who is more powerful than you, it actually bounces back on them but like it's serious repercussions. He's like, so well, she tried putting these spells on me and her dog died and then her like dad died like within like 2 months of her and him like breaking up. And then
what in the hell?
Yeah. And then he said he saw her one day in public, like after all that went down, and she was like, you know what you fucking did, you know. And he was like, yeah, come and bring it.
Oh, like, my God.
Jesus.
And that is why it skews me out. Not because like I think someone's gonna put like a hex or something on me, like good luck Chuck, but like I don't know, man, like whack jobs like that,
I think it'd be all right. You know,
like, well, I mean, he was my boy, so maybe he like put like a get wealthy spell on me or something.
Maybe put like a.
Did he hand you anything? Like a charm?
Not just his penis.
Oh, that's good enough.
That's fine.
Dude, I was dying yesterday. Vinny's like, yo. He's like, I'm getting some half price wings at MJ's. He's like, you trying to go? And I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, I can go. And Billy's like, oh, I got work.
I'm stuck at home again.
He's like, I work till 6:30
Monday, Friday.
So I was like, yeah, I'll go to MJ's. I'll get some wings. So we go. Listen, I've never seen a man clean wings like this man right here.
That's because I'm bald. They call me Mr. Clean for a reason, motherfucker.
Vinny clean. Like, you know, like you can clean like a, like not the, what is it? Not the leg. But like the wing, like the actual
like
wing.
Like the cartilage.
Yeah,
and all
Vinny
that garbage.
Vinny cleans, like he just puts it as, not like.
You suck the bone marrow out of it?
It's not like he like bites it, and then it's gone. It's like he just puts it in his mouth and goes, and then it's gone.
like Patrick.
Yes.
In SpongeBob.
Like he sucked it up, and
but
I was
like
a whole drumstick.
Dude, like dead ass. Like when I'm done with wings, like I eat wings like a motherfucker.
No, the
like,
best
you would guess I was 400 fucking pounds. Like Don Vito can't get off the fucking couch fat. Like,
have you done like foodie in competitions or something?
Nah,
dude.
I like to enjoy the wing.
Oh, so you like to eat slow?
The best part was, you know, they give you 12 wings. Vinny fucking slaughters all of them, and he goes, you know,
I'm still hungry.
Wasn't the best tonight.
Oh really?
Dude, dead ass. They've done better.
I love how you're like you don't care what it tastes like at that point. You're like, it's food.
I fucking lost it. He was like, you know, it was good, but it was a wing, of course.
Yeah, he was
like, it's gonna be good, but it wasn't the best. And I was like, I agree, but it was just so funny. After
like sometimes it's sauced more. Sometimes, you know, because I got grilled, because that's like one of the few places I've only like been to like ever that offers grilled as an option.
Yeah, I got the grill too. It was good.
And
it was pretty charry, like Vinny said.
Yeah, like it was like this motherfucker just like left it on there for like 12 years,
and he was like, "Oh fuck, he's gonna get the wings off."
All of mine were like burnt. Everybody else's had like a little char. Like mine were just straight up fucked. Like he was like, "I'm gonna take all the charred ones, put it on one plate." Because this.
No, he's like, "Looks good."
Yeah, he was like, "I guess that'll be all right." Mine were like, I guess it was okay because it was charred because I got like the barbecue wings because it was like it was like someone barbecued them, but Vinny got like buffalo, so. Like, if they're charred, it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, my taste is gone.
Like, what are you doing, bro?
The buffalo is not even real buffalo. It's, like, weird. It's, like...
It's not like the...
How do you mess up wings?
Dude, it literally is not regular buffalo sauce. Like, I can't describe it, like...
Is it, like, the Buffalo Wild Wing, like, type medium sauce or mild sauce?
Nah, it to me, it tastes like someone took, like, buffalo sauce and mixed, like, Texas barbecue sauce in it. Like, it's a weird, unique... I can't even say buffalo, but...
Right.
It's like a hot sauce blend that they put on there.
It was so funny when they brought us the wings, they brought us like a big cup of dipping sauce, like dipping, like ranch and blue cheese. So I'm dipping it, and I was like, oh, this fucking ranch tastes weird. It's like milky. It's fucking blue cheese. And I was like, I'm dumb. And then I got extra.
I wonder what those blue cheese crumbles are in there.
Yeah. I wonder why there's some blue in there. Fucking ranch looks weird today. It was funny, though, because when we went for wings, Billy was still here. So the door rang, and I was like, oh, is that Lauren? He's like, no. And he opens the door, and it's the food delivery guy.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, "Oh yeah, it's."
I did some mind magic on the guy, but I'm just like really bad.
But it wasn't on purpose. Like people do this for real.
People do this all the time.
So the guy said it was, I think it was $22.
Yeah. $22. No, I can tell you. Yeah, it was $22, right? And I need a change for a 20, obviously, so I can give him the amount he needs plus tip. And what I did was he gave me the change for 20, right? And I gave him $22 back.
Damn, so you just ripped this motherfucker off, bro. He's a delivery driver.
But like the guy,
but he didn't do it on purpose.
Neither of us did this on purpose, but you have to think about the math. Obviously, he gave me change for a full 20. You know, I still have to pay him off, but
yeah,
I didn't give him anything.
So he didn't leave.
I didn't even leave the door because I'm thinking to myself, like, I think I fucked up. And the guy was out there for like more than 2 minutes.
I think I hypnotized him.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I think I hypnotized that guy.
I was like, you shortchanged
like,
the guy.
I was like, I fucked him over. I didn't give him a tip. I gained money.
The guy knocks on the door. He's like, yeah, nice try, buddy.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I was like, it was a total mistake. I was like, here, take it.
I mean,
to be fair,
he's a delivery driver. You got two fucking jobs, bro. Deliver the food and count the money. And if you can't fucking do that, then fuck that dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, like, he wasn't a dick about it. You know, not to be like, sorry, man. Like, I fucked up. But, like, he's like, I don't think this is right.
Yeah. Because I saw it happen. I was like, I think Billy just fucked this guy.
Frank, I looked at Frank. He looked back at me.
And I was like, squint my eyes.
And that's when I said, I think I hypnotized him.
And I was like, no, I think he shortchanged me, prick. And then gave him the right amount of money. So it was, he gave him like a $7 tip. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, to be fair, it's not like you can buy anything with $2 nowadays. Like a dollar used to be useless.
I got
$2 is just as useless. Like you need 3 for everything now.
Right. They need, Billy said they need, wait, was this you or, no, this was you. You said they're
$15 bill.
I thought you said a $25 bill.
And a $25.
There's a $15 bill.
No,
there should be.
Why?
Because imagine there's a, like,
that's, dude, that was what I was saying.
The $75 ones?
That's what I was saying with, like, when everyone was talking about how Harriet Tubman was supposed to take over the 20. I was like, nah, man, she deserves her own bill. Like, she's a very, like, reputable person. I was like, give her, like, a really useful bill, like $25. Like, you know how many times you need to, like, you just said.
$25 bill.
That's like, you true. Just said you needed to break a 20 for, like, change. If you had a 15, like, say the food was, like, you know, 25, it's, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're 15 and a 10, you're good.
Like, right. I feel like
useless. I mean, useful. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like soon enough, everyone's just going to be having cards and it's like tapping everyone's asses, you know, like imagine, bing.
You have to like tap the delivery driver's head.
I'm going
to
start paying them in Bitcoin.
It's going to be tap everything. You know.
You know, you can buy Teslas now with Bitcoin. Omar's going to buy a fucking Tesla now with his Bitcoin. He invested in Bitcoin, like not when it first started, but like he's made like 10, like I think over 10 grand just with having Bitcoin. At least. But he put in like over 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. And, and he's still waiting to sum up the money to get his own place. Shout out Omar.
He wants to put that to the moon. So good
shit. He's gonna get a big banger house. Everyone's invited.
You ever been to
Project X?
Wait, did you go, I can't remember if it was Williams, if you were there. I think we actually rolled together. I'm sorry if I can't remember. We had like a mixer to hang out at the beach.
What's a mixer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, it's a shame dig. I wasn't at that one. I know what you're talking about. It was like in the summer, right?
It was in the summer, yeah. It was like me, Maggio.
I never got the fucking memo for that. Nobody invited me.
Then he was sitting in his room, twiddling his thumbs. He's like, where is everybody?
I was beating my fucking meat.
Like, he was having the time of his life without you guys there.
I was listening to like, we're not going to take it. And then like all of a sudden, Instagram was like, boom, new photo. I was like, man, I should probably stop beating it and see what this photo is. And I was like, man, they didn't invite me.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I could have swore there was a group chat about that. But anyways. We were at this place. It was like 10th Ave Taco, 10th Ave Burrito or something like that. But it was mad good. But Michelle and I went, I think it was, I don't know what night it was, maybe 2 nights ago. But they have a spicy, like I was like, yeah, let me get this peach margarita. Which I'm like, I want to go for a nice margarita. And I was like, oh, spicy? I was like, yeah, sure. So I sip it. And I'm like, And I'm like, it literally hit my throat so hard.
Yeah, it depends, bro. Like when you get a drink that's like actual spicy with a cocktail, like you can specify how much spice you want in it unless they use like a pre-mixture.
I'm not a fan. I don't like spicy drinks.
I like when they're like mild. Like you can sip, like it's like a mix, like a good balance. Eh. But this was like habanero. I was like, oh shit. And then I was like,
Sweet or sour for me.
Sweet or sour.
Or bitter.
That's so I didn't know you could. I could have said, hey, can you make it a little spicy? So I was like, she's like the whitest girl ever. I was like, imagine me and like she's having the same drink. She didn't drink it either because she was like, oh, it's too spicy. But I was like, imagine me being the first one to be like, can you take this back? I really like it's just way too spicy. Imagine like the waitress, her eyes like, you fucking serious?
You all right? Doing all right?
Or she would have been like, that's perfectly understandable. I've had it before. It's spicy as fuck. And you're like, why didn't you warn me?
I know. That's what I want. I feel like, because we didn't even drink it. I took a sip.
Drinking straight hot sauce.
Because I took a sip. She would have took it back and said, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll take it back. But I was like, as the meal went on, because we were having like salsa and tacos, I was like, all right, I can drink this now. Mm-hmm. But it definitely was hitting. So.
You wanted alcohol with that spicy drink?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I was like, did you put fucking Franks in here? I was like,
nah, I'd be
Franks
full from the drink.
I feel like they put the blazing sauce in there. It wasn't that hot, but it was pretty hot. I wasn't expecting it. Not for a drink. I'll have it on some fries. Like,
you know,
chips.
One of the best cocktails I actually had was a strawberry jalapeno.
Mm-hmm. I think they had that too, but I wanted the peach one because it was like the special.
Low key,
like,
it wasn't spicy, was it? I just wanted everyone to see you.
Like if anybody else was to drink it,
I'm Frank Dolan. From what guys think.
If anybody else was to drink it. They would probably love it or enjoy it because I don't know. I'm good with spicy stuff, but not my drink, bro. I was laughing too because before we met up, like, does your car have like sensors on it? Like those, like, you know, makes noise or any type of like indicators if there's a car coming by? No. Yeah. Like our car doesn't either.
No, mine does.
Oh, we have like the...
I didn't know what you were asking me like for a second. That's why I look so confused. You're staring at me.
My car, if you get too close to it, it's like, back the fuck up.
It has like the automatic, like, not automatic brakes, but it's like, beep, 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 and like it'll help you brake. But Michelle's car, like my girlfriend's car, literally is like a robot. It's like, beep, beep, beep. It's got the sides. So every time I'm on the phone with her, it's like, she's like, yeah, you know, I'm just getting home. It's like, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I was like, what are you fucking playing pinball? I was like, oh that shit. God. I was like, yo, are you staying in the lanes?
Bro, she's playing Galaga.
Yeah.
She's destroying you.
I was like, are you all right? She's like, oh, it's just a little bit of traffic. I was like, you're literally all over the road probably, like, on this phone call. I was like, please. I was like, just watch the road.
Yo, depending on how, like, good those sensors are, though, like, depending on what car she drives. I remember I was driving, I think it was, like, a Chevy Tahoe or, like, a Cadillac.
Yeah.
I know those are two very different vehicles, but it was a huge-ass SUV like that. And it had the automatic, like, can sense like you're not going in your lane thing.
That's what it was.
And it automatically turns the wheel back into the lane. Yeah, no, bro. I almost got in an accident. I was like, fuck is this?
I've never seen that. She has everything to tell, like, if she's in the lines, if a car's coming, blind spot. Not like I've never seen that automatic.
I've never seen an automatic, like,
wheel. I was like, you're going over your dotted line. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, what if the guy paints it wrong on the street?
Yeah, like, don't crash my car.
Well, it's like, I was thinking, dude, you know how many times I think about that when I go over the bridge going north right by Sayreville?
What if the lines are faded?
The lines are all over
each other. Yeah, we're all over each other. Like, your car is, like, swiveling in each lane. Exactly. What are you going to do? You have to put it in. Off of automatic.
I did a shoot in North Bergen yesterday. North Hamburger. So I was like, where the fuck's Joey Diaz when I was there? But I didn't see him. It was like a quick drive over the bridge. And it was funny because one of my... the agents that I shoot for was like, yeah, you know, if you want to get some inside shots, he's like, the guy that I'm working with said you can do it. He'll have the door open. He'll be inside. So I said, sure. So I do like the normal routine and...
train's coming.
Yeah, train's coming. So I do the normal routine. I got inside and this guy is literally like jumpsuit, like he looks like he's straight out of the mafia.
He's wearing like the Adidas tracksuit?
Yes. I was like, this man is definitely like connected, no doubt. And he was like, yeah, you're taking some pics. And I was like, I'm just gonna get like, he's like, yeah, let me back up my truck into the street and then I clean stuff up. He's like, why don't you go on the third floor? I was like, I don't think I don't want to go on the third floor. I was like, what's up there? I was like, I don't want to go on the third floor.
Go to the only room without a fucking exit.
Exactly. Yeah. All I saw was the roof. I was like, I'm really gonna have to jump.
No, he'll be like, go up there, you'll meet my friend Vinny, and then you'll meet my friend Frank, and then you meet my friend Vin.
And then it was so funny on the second floor, there's like a guy who's like dressed like you are right now, Vinny. And he's like smoking a cigarette. He's like, yeah, you don't, buddy. He's like, I'm just working on some stuff. He's like, you want me to move? I was like, no. I was like, I'm just going to go on the third floor. It's like empty, like nothing in there. And I'm taking pictures. I was like, oh, shit, I hope nothing goes down or anything. So I go back down, take pictures. The second floor goes good. Finish pretty much everything besides the place that they're clearing out, which is like a big warehouse type deal. And the guy's like, yeah, you got to make it look big, right? I was like, I'll make it look, yeah, it's going to look big. I was like, it's going to look fucking huge. I was like, don't hurt me, please. So he's like, yeah. He's like, I want you to make it look, you know, as big as you can, you know, brand new. He's like,
would you bring the drone to space?
I was like, I was shooting like with my camera outside, inside. I mean, so I made it look, I was like, yeah, you know, it's going to look good. I got to, you know, touch up the photos and I'll get it to you like in a few days. He was like, all right.
You better.
I feel like you set that up so well for that guy to have a dick joke and he didn't take the opportunity. Said, hey, yo, make it bigger, make it bigger. I need everything fucking big, so fucking big.
Slopping it. And he was, I don't know what language, I don't know if it was Italian or some type of maybe like Russian, but he was speaking, it sounded like a English / that language. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I was like, this is definitely just a cover for something big. And I was like, there's definitely shit going on.
I said, don't ask, ain't no questions.
I didn't say nothing. I feel like he wanted to ask me something, though, because it seemed like he had that on his face. Like, he was going to be like,
help me.
Like, no, no. I thought he was going to be like, how fucking tall? I thought he was going to say,
they haven't fed me in days.
Yeah, right? I'm starving. Please, I'm out here.
Get out of here. I don't want to stay here no longer. Billy, you have to...
You realize, like, if it was like, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
You realize if it's like super, super, super Italian house, like, if you went to that third floor, it was probably his mom, like, making you, like, fucking some shit already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I think. That if I would have saw, like, some manana anywhere around there, then I think they would have put a bow on the whole being Italian thing. It's like a little jar, like, in the corner of the room with some garlic bread.
Yeah. I could just imagine the small room with, like, this, like, cute little Italian old woman. And she's
cooking,
like,
sauce.
Yeah,
she's talking to me. She's
and she like doesn't speak like a lick of English, like still like pure Italian. And she just comes up to you and she's like, espresso, espresso.
Then the guy comes up to the building and he's like, you meet my mother.
And I was like, what are you doing in here?
And then then you have to stay for dinner. I'll kill you.
Well, maybe it'll be good.
You know,
so my mom made meatballs.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, you gotta eat. And you're like, you like those fucking like those meatballs, right?
Even if they're delicious. Delicious. Oh my god, give me more. I'll take some home. You got a bag?
Like, you go to get in your car to leave, the passenger door opens. Now, Frankie, let's talk about this payment thing. You know, we fed you. We took care of you.
Now, listen, you got to take care of us, all right?
Now you got to take care of us.
Now you have a dad.
I'd have been like, well, yeah, that's fine. I was sure. Just don't shoot me with your silenced pistol in your pocket. Pulls that out of his jumpsuit. I wanna discuss this Cinnamon Toast Crunch thing, Bill.
Okay.
That's all you, though. Have you heard about this?
The Pokemon cards? No.
Yeah. Cinnamon.
Even better.
Even better.
Cinnamon. Is that the Pokemon?
That's the new Pokemon that's coming out. It looks like a cinnamon bun roll.
Oh, cool. Nah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They got Pokemon cards in their boxes now.
Oh, really? I bet they're not going to have boxes. Speaking
of what else they have in their boxes, there's been a recent report, and I saw this yesterday. Instead of a guy's like he seems like a reporter because he got into the news pretty quickly, or a journalist or whatever, but he's all for Cinnamon Toast Crunch. He was all for it until now. Inside his Cinnamon Toast bag was a shrimp tails, like a couple of shrimp tails. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like straight up.
Why would shrimp be at the Cinnamon Toast Crunch factory?
That's what I was saying.
It was very odd. So we get into the story, and he's saying that like he reaches out to the CTC, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, whatever thing is, and. When he reaches out to him, he says he's found shrimp tails in his bag, and you know he's very disappointed. He's like, what are you gonna do about this? And then he says, if you like, we can send you another box of cereal. He's like, well, I'm kind of turned off to the cereal now that I found shrimp tails in it. And then they try saying that the shrimp tails were like cinnamon sugar clusters, and he's like, I know what shrimp tails look like between that and sugar clusters.
He didn't take a picture of it.
No, he posted all of this on Twitter. Like everything, pull it up. So
Frankie, pull up that video.
Pull up that video. I need Omar to be here. That's gonna be our guy. Omar, pull that up real quick.
But inside he finds like two dental floss and shit. Like someone's lunch got tossed into the bag or something, and it was taped, whatever. But they said that that they tried covering up, and they said, oh well, we'll look into this, and they're still looking into it. Yeah, there's the picture.
That's Cinnamon Toast Shrimp.
Cinnamon Toast Shrimp. So like now everyone's...
You can see the one on the top is definitely a shrimp tail, but the one on the bottom left kind of looks like a churro.
Yeah. He said that the cinnamon sugar like combined in the shrimp tail. So I guess whatever happened, I don't know if it was the packaging or whatever, it must have fell in.
They said someone might have manipulated the packaging, but I think someone
was... You fucking think so? A shrimp didn't crawl into the fucking factory obviously. And like fucking seppuku itself straight into the bag. Like...
But I was like, what if someone in the factory was like, fuck it, I'll eat lunch right by the conveyor belt of cereal. Right?
And then just falls down like, oh, shit. Like,
fuck my shrimp scampi. The shrimp finally just decided to fucking end it all.
No, but now everyone's going crazy on Twitter. And they're like, they're saying like Cinnamon Toast Crustration, like hashtag Cinnamon Toast.
The puns on Twitter are so fucking cringe.
And I was dying laughing because like now people are like, they're like making meals out of it. They're like crunching, they're like. Like making a breadcrumb, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch breadcrumb, and then rolling in the shrimp, and then making like these like coconut shrimp kind of things like with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm like, this is going out of control.
I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is just going to be bought because people are going to want to see like, oh, is there shrimp in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
You know what's weird about that?
My what brother, can I find in my Cinnamon Toast
Crunch? Exactly.
like I was saying, they put Pokemon cards in there now. So like my brother, he does his Pokemon card channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
So he's been like getting those, I guess, specific cards.
Jesus, what's going on that side?
I don't know. You want to shut the door?
Are those sirens?
Hold on.
I think the cops are coming to get us, man. We're screwed.
Bro, the sirens in Middletown, New Jersey, like never go off ever. No. Like I've never heard a police siren like once. I'm hearing like 15 right now.
There we go.
Maybe we're just back to doing that thing at like 7:30 at night where we clap for everyone at like the ER again. Because like people did that for like 2 days, got clout on fucking Instagram.
I forgot about that.
And then just stopped doing that shit.
They were like, you know what? Fuck the people in the hospital now.
Like, it's been before too long. It was even the worst of the worst. They were like, let's clap for them. Once the worst hit, they were like, fuck you. I ain't going outside, bro.
Yeah. Like I ain't gonna clap my hands, bro. Fuck that. Yeah, but.
But yeah, so my brother collects Pokemon cards and he's got the, I guess they're exclusive for those cereal boxes. And he bought like 10 fucking boxes, bro. I wonder.
Yeah, people are going nuts.
I want to look through them. Maybe I got a shrimp toe.
You're going to have to search the box. Why, does he not eat the cereal?
Dude, maybe this could just be the plot of a movie and like that could be the name of it, Shrimp Tails.
Shrimp Tails.
Shrimp Tails.
Ah, Shrimp Tails. That's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. That's right. Let's ride the shrimp to Neverland.
But apparently like...
get like Jack Black and Will Smith again.
Yeah.
Redeem themselves for Shark Tale.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
True. Shrimp Tail. And then we do Shrimp Tails. With Cinnamon Toast at the end for a little gag.
Cinnamon Toast reached out to the guy and they're like, hey, the best part was they're like, hey, can you bring the box in, like the cinnamon and he was like, no, he's like, I already opened, he's like, I'm not going to bring it in. Like,
yeah, they wanted to put it in a Ziploc bag and send it over to them and stuff to examine it.
So they're like, all right, how about this? They're like, how about you bring it to your local police station? And I was, he's like, imagine.
Yeah, he's like.
Walking into the police station like it's a smoking gun. Like, I have it right here.
Yeah, here's the shrimp tails. I found
them. There's some guy in a basement somewhere in this fucking world, like in the United States, sitting in like his mom's basement, yeah, who got fired fucking 20 years ago for being obsessed with this fucking shrimp cinnamon toast crunch story. Right. And like that piece of evidence is like going to be like, I've exonerated myself.
The cinnamon toast crunch is in my hands and now I have it for me. Yeah, like he did this, like he was the plot. I'm down for cinnamon toast crunch, but I ain't trying to find some shrimp.
I mean, they found a lot of stuff in there. I think he also found like a pistachio nut in there.
Not even that. Like they said, rat droppings.
If it was a pistachio nut in there, you know for a fact it was like the shells that are like impossible to open.
Yeah,
like no one would leave that behind.
I was like, are they using shrimp in their recipe? I was like, because you know how sometimes like may include shellfish. I was like, are they like shredding the shrimp? I was like, is this what's happening?
I mean, who knows? But
they're not telling you because they're quite shellfish.
All right.
You said you weren't corny.
I told you before we started recording, Billy, that I came here to do two things: have fun and make people laugh. And I've only done one of those fucking things so far. There you go. So let's have fun.
There it is. I want to get into some Jersey Shore, dude.
Jersey Shore, bro. Bring it on.
Jersey Shore, man.
I was saying S-U-R-E.
What were you saying?
You said Jersey Shore. I was saying Jersey Shore, bro.
Oh, sure. Jersey Shore.
Sure, let's talk about that, man.
Sure, let's talk about Jersey, man.
I promise that was my last shitty pun.
So I was, what was it, the summer? What summer was it? Last two summers ago? No?
I feel like it might have been.
More than that? It was the summer when I graduated.
Might have been three.
2018.
It's been years. Bro, it's about to be 3 years.
Wow.
It's been 28 years since the Titanic had sank.
To the purple pearl of the Titanic.
I'm going to take a fucking jewel worth Elon Musk's net worth and just throw it to the bottom of the fucking sea.
Did they ever find that?
I don't know, but
I don't think they had.
Was that fake? Was that fiction?
What about what?
Her throwing the pearl? Yeah, that wasn't real.
Oh, okay.
No, that was for the love story.
For the movie?
Yeah.
Boo. Well,
so they can go back to the old lady, you know.
She had to do that on her final fucking night of being alive, because if I was that guy, I would strangle her the next day.
Exactly.
I would have been like, you fucking bitch. There goes my
threw out the fucking pearl.
Like, there goes my kids going to college. Cool.
Yeah, no college fun now. It's like,
looks I like how it was like, it was like a little, I was going to say it was like a little, like a memorial thing, like to give to him, I guess, in the sea, because he didn't steal it, but then she threw it at him.
What?
No, because didn't they say that he stole that thing from
originally?
Originally. But it's like she tossed it in the sea for him to have it.
Mm. Popping my can of
whatever can
wants to pay me.
Yeah, right. What are you drinking today?
Whoever wants to pay me, dude. It's fine. We'll talk about it.
The funniest part about that, like the Titanic story. This is the last point on Titanic.
No, go ahead.
I got 2 points real quick. So she throws the jewel into the ocean for like Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever. It's like, yeah, she had that the entire time, bro. Like, this guy spent like billions of dollars out there, or like millions of dollars, to try and find this fucking jewel his entire career. She's on this boat for like a week and then fucking dies and just throws it in the fucking ocean. So it fucking sucks to be that guy.
So if you think about it, if he goes back to check, then he'll find it. Because now it's there.
My second thing is, bro, like, honestly, like, she should have just been named, like, what did her name in the movie? You remember her name?
What, in the movie Titanic? Yeah.
I don't remember now.
I just remember her name. Her actual name is Kate Winslet.
Yeah. Shit, it's not gonna come to me. So now I'm going to have to think about it.
I don't know. Whatever her last name is, bro, like, Frankie, bring it up real quick.
Billy, you would, bring it up. Well, we would always make fun of the name. Like, we would say, like on the edge of, like, a diving board or something.
I'm looking at it.
Like, so wait, what was DiCaprio's name? Are we uneducated in the Titanic?
We're uneducated in the Titanic.
I'm definitely just drawing a blank right now. Because I remember his best friend was Fabrizio.
I got it. So, it's Jack.
Jack.
And Rose.
Rose. Yeah. Well, her last name.
I don't know
name,
why that didn't come to any of us.
I don't know.
Her last name, quarantine does. It just takes out all your memories.
I lost all my movie stuff.
Bro, her last name should have been Rose Simp.
Why?
Bro, they talk about her life story, bro. She was like fucking.
What?
Somebody's like stomach growl?
Yeah.
Was hungry? Might have been something from a little
dog.
I think there's a little puppy inside of
it. Dude, it's the witches. They're coming after me if you talk bad about fucking Titanic.
See what happens?
They're in the air.
But yeah, there's like,
we're gonna start levitating soon. The table's gonna start lifting.
They show her her life like after like everything happens with the Titanic,
right?
And she was like married to a fucking dude for like 50 years or 60 years before she fucking died. And she dies and goes back to Leonardo fucking DiCaprio at the bottom of the fucking ocean. Like, fuck that dude and her children, right?
Like, that's true, right? Yeah, she didn't even, like, her husband that she remarried and met and fell in love with is just like, ah, fuck you.
She went full simp.
Yeah, till death do us part.
They wasn't right? married.
Oh, yeah.
They just fucked. This chick and I used to fuck.
It was the same guy that Vinny met. We used to fuck. I can't believe that man exists. But
what a storyline. Imagine obviously like the Titanic's real, but I'm just saying like making a storyline within it like that whole deal. Like, oh, they go on the boat and then he meets this girl who's rich and he's poor. And then they want to like get together because, you know, their families are contradicting, but he didn't have any family, right? He had family where he was headed.
He was poor, right? And he was just he wanted the ticket at the beginning,
they were gambling.
Okay, and he wanted to see the big city, right?
He won the ticket from the guy that had the Titanic ticket because he threw it in the pot like a dumbass.
Yeah. I got one last point to this movie. I'm gonna make it real sweet and short.
Go crazy.
Fuck the fact that Fabrizio, the Italian best friend, died. He gets hit with the big fucking thing when it falls, like when they're fucking trying to flip over the lifeboats. If you go back and watch that movie, bro, it was a continuity error. Fabrizio was helping the bad guy flip over his fucking boat. They're flipping over the same boat, and that thing falls on Fabrizio, but not the bad guy.
Come on.
That's so weird.
I've never let it go since I was eight years old.
But the bad guy wasn't in that scene when it was coming down?
No, he's just not there. All of a sudden, he just fucking disappears. He's not all in the sudden, shot.
I have to watch it to see that.
Yeah, now I have to rewatch.
And then a second later, he's on his own fucking boat, and you're like, bro, like, how did you just get your own fucking boat?
It's like we have more lines for him.
He jumped into the open boat. That's what happened. Yeah, they're not going to tell you, though, because it's a cut-off scene.
He paid extra. He slipped a 20 to the director.
Yeah.
He was like, put me in the end. I have a lot of lines left. I don't think he had anything to say, to be honest. He didn't have nothing. But all right. Going back to the Jersey Shore, I want to get into how Vinny and I worked on the show, on the reunion. Vinny worked on the OG season, and I kind of want to ask him how he got the job there. So, Vinny, how did you come to work for Jersey Shore, the reality TV show?
For like production or like when I was technically an extra?
We'll go into both. We'll say like how you became to work with
unpaid
production.
Extra. Kind of want to hear the extra scene.
I was working at Abercrombie & Fitch at the time. Believe it or not, my fat fucking ass used to fit in that fucking tight ass skinny jeans. I looked like a fucking ice cream cone walking around that fucking store. But one of the kids I worked with is ironically named Frank.
That's funny.
And he was like, hey, he's like, you should come work at this place in the summer. You're going to make fucking a fuck ton of money. Like, don't worry about it. He's like, we'll be working mad. You're going to get fucking mad money. You're going to see girls. And I'm like,
all right.
17 and a half, like going on 18. I'm like, oh, this sounds so fun. I'm going to go do it. So.
G Willikers, Molly. You sounded like.
I sounded like Butters for a second.
Oh, yeah, you did sound like Butters.
Oh, my God. Can you do a good Butters?
I don't know. That was the first time I ever heard myself do that voice.
You would have to have a good line.
You have like a lot of cartoon voices, huh?
I do a lot of voices. I can do a Gilbert Godfrey, but it's loud as fuck.
I don't want to hurt your own ears.
Fuck the neighbors.
Fuck the
neighbors. Nah, don't worry about the neighbors.
But yeah, so this guy was like, oh, come down to Seaside Heights and work at the boardwalk. And I was working at a casino pier at the time, at the amusement parks and all that.
Yeah.
And, I'll just say for the lack of the story to not badmouth any companies, but like I did not enjoy my time there. So I got another job by walking into like the boardwalk. I was like, I'm going to get another job tonight. Go to the north end of the boardwalk. I go to this first place, which was kind of a similar store to like what the Shore store is.
Yeah.
Go in, you get a custom t-shirt, et cetera. And, but like everyone there, like, I don't want to like judge people like because I addiction's obviously not a funny thing, but like I walked in, everyone looked like heroin addicts, like it was mad sus. Oh, and man. I was like, well, what the? I'm not working at this store. And I like went to the next store.
Where was this place at?
It was in
Jersey Shore. Oh, it was in Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it was the store that was like used to be like furthest north. And they used to do like tattoos, get a like, custom t-shirt and
get a t-shirt
tattoo.
And a tattoo on the way out.
And a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi free.
So you have to buy the shirt to get a free tat? Or was it the other way around?
I don't know.
Maybe they'll tattoo your shirt and your body at the same time.
Whatever the decals extra.
Would you like?
Used to love when they like
little gems on it as well.
Do you want the thing that? What was the stuff they said?
Bedazzle.
They would put it on there to keep it so it stays.
The Teflon.
Yeah, They're like, do you want the Teflon on there for an extra $5? No, it was like $5, yeah.
That's how it used to be. They actually include them now because they're like, man, fuck it.
Yeah, might as well.
But yeah, so I
walk. The shirt literally disappears in your washing machine.
It does.
Dude, so I was like, I ain't working here. That place is mad sus.
Yeah.
Mad sus. And then I went to the next place and it was an arcade and I was like, I don't think I want to work in an arcade. I can't deal with all these fucking flashing lights all day.
The noises.
All the noises.
You were just hearing in your sleep.
And then I went to the Shore Store and I went up to the dude and I explained to them the situation that had happened, which was long story short, was a customer when I was a carny for like the fucking games.
Right.
And I had the whole headset and everything where I'd be like, $1 for $2, $1 for $2, $3 for $2, $3 for $2, $3 for $2, $3 for $2 here. You want a four like full play, you get $4 here. And I was like, fucking
Billy's dying
right now. Yeah. That was basically an auctioneer.
I could totally see you doing that.
Oh my
that
god.
Too.
And I used to have to press the fucking shitty button that would do like the Six Flags, like
don't tell me you danced to that.
I did not. Anyway, so like I had this I had this customer one night.
Catch me fucking dancing.
Yeah, he was with his wife and his daughter, and he sits down to play the game.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there playing, and he fucking loses.
Right.
And he's like, yo, bro, I lost. My gun's malfunctional. And like the gun he picked is like the fucking.
You go he brought his own gun.
The truth is, for anybody who's out there listening to this, if you worked at like a Six Flags or a Boardwalk or anything, and you saw the fucking water gun race game, like. That you just know this is how it goes. There's one to two guns that will always fucking win. Right. That's just how it is.
Right.
Like the rest are gonna fucking suck ass. And there's only if you got those two seats, chances are you're fucking winning. Unless you're fucking just not aiming. Like,
I always wondered that. Like, was it always random? Was it whoever pressed first?
No, it was just like whatever guns get the like best circulation for the water and stuff have the best water pressure.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry, but every single time I tried that game, it was either my gun didn't work. Or like the target was broken or something like that, and I couldn't hit the piece, and it was going slow as shit. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is
dude,
this?
Dude, you had to hit that thing from the get go, like right away.
Like if you don't instantly hit it and just hold down the button,
it's over.
You already lost. Once you, if you instantly hit that thing, you know you won.
Yeah.
So this dude lost a game, and he got like mad at me, and he was like, "Bro, I'm gonna fuck you up."
Wait,
like,
this random guy?
Yeah, he was like with his wife and his kid, and he was like, "Just give me a free prize, man."
It was already laying,
and I was like, "Bro, I can't give you a free
prize."
He
lost too many times. That's what it was, and that was his last straw.
I was like, "You just fucking."
I'm putting my foot down. Give me the pink elephant.
I was like, "You lost. Like, get the fuck over it." Like,
he's like, "Sorry, not everyone's a winner. You want a trophy?"
And then he's like, "Look at my daughter, man." And I look at her,
and she gave her the puppy eyes.
Well, she actually had like a birth defect, like with her hand and shit. But like, I looked at him flat in the face, and like, I was a little bit more of a dick back then. Like, I didn't really care. God. Yeah, this is going real bad.
I was like, "What is he like?"
And I told him, I was like, "Bro, I was like, your daughter wasn't playing. The fact that she's handicapped doesn't earn you free fucking prizes here."
I mean,
that's true.
You're not wrong.
I thought you were going to say something.
I thought you were going to say something.
No, and the guy was like, "I'm going to fuck you up." And like went and grabbed my fucking like manager. He was like, "You're lucky I don't hop over that fucking counter. Fuck you up." My fucking boss was like, "Why didn't you just give him the prize?"
Yeah, that's true. That's
and I was like, "Bro, you
to be
told
honest,
me
make, they're making more than those things cost." So.
Dude, those things cost like fucking 40 cents each.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not.
And then you're spending like $20 to get like a pink doll.
Yeah,
I know people used to want to try to pay for them. It's like, how much is it? Just keep fucking give it to me. What, $20? What do you want?
Dude, that was the thing too. When I worked there, they'd be like, "Tell them you can't sell it."
Yeah, you can't sell it though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I used to sell them for $20.
See? Would you pocket it and just keep? Oh yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's like, yeah, they fucking won.
No last names on the fucking record for this, but yeah, these motherfuckers used to buy me fucking lunch and dinner all the time. They had no idea.
Oh shit. Yeah.
To be honest, they were fucking. I was out there.
And a free meal.
Yeah, dude, to be honest, I was out there 10, 11 hours a fucking day, almost 12 hours. Sometimes it'd be like 13 hours. And I was on the boardwalk by myself in that water gun stand. Sometimes I wouldn't be able to piss on fucking like hours, and I'd like walk you in. Like,
Vinny would piss in this, the squirt guns. So he was squirting his piss back.
Oh, that's where the best water pressure came from.
That's who won. Whoever's Vinny's piss was
Vinny's
in.
Piss was
I pressed the button, and I just started pissing in the fucking the valve, and it was like.
So what ended up happening? Like
After that, I was like, you know, fuck this place. Like, I'm trying to get a job. So I walked in the Shore Store, and I told him that whole story of what just happened.
Right.
And I said to him, I looked him dead in the face. So, Danny, I love you if you listen to this. I said, I know you barely know me. You probably see me walk the boardwalk once or twice.
Right.
I was like, but I'm going to tell you this straight up. I was like, I know you just said we don't work on commissions here. It's hourly. I was like, but if you hire me, I'm going to sell more motherfucking T-shirts than everybody else in this goddamn store.
Damn. Guy's goaded.
And
he was ready to make paper.
I did not hire that.
And he looked at me and he was like, "All right, I'll see you Monday at 12. I was like, "Right? Oh, fuck, I got a job." So I was trying to give the old job the benefit of the doubt, even though like I almost just got fucking murdered for a fucking like Dora the Explorer. Like, But like, I went back then. I was like, yo, I got this new schedule with this new job for the next week. Like, you know, can you like just accommodate like Monday? Like, right. You know, I just need Monday off, and then like I'll figure it out from there. And they were like, it's either us or them.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like,
well, see you later.
See you later.
Yeah.
And my boss is like looking at me like, oh shit, he actually chose him. I'm like, yeah, dude, fuck you. You pay me like $7.25 an hour, and I'm here for like 12 hours by my fucking self going crazy with the fucking Six Flags.
Psycho killers who get pissed off at the water gun game.
Exactly. If it wasn't that, it was the fucking hamster dance too. Like, it was like the world's most annoying.
Oh, it's the hamster dance.
Come on, do the hamster dance.
I like that. The other song we had was the fucking Barbie World song. Bro, it was like all these words that, not words, all these songs that were fucking terrible.
But,
yeah. So I started working.
But it catches your attention.
They tortured terrorists with those songs like Guantanamo.
So they put on repeat for 24 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I was in the fucking store, and then I show up on like Monday. I put on a fucking t-shirt, and they're like, here's your work shirt. And then like a fucking camera crew came walking in, and I was like.
The same day of your first job?
Fucking day, yeah.
No.
I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
What? He didn't tell you that there was gonna be a camera crew or
no.
a show. Wow.
Vinny's like, my first day and I'm on TV.
And then I saw the Jersey Shore, and I had seen Jersey Shore, and I was like, oh fuck, I'm at that store right now.
Oh
no
shit.
Way. You were at the t-shirt store. Yeah. The ones they worked at?
Yeah,
right?
Like the Danny, the boss from TV, like that was my boss. Like
that's probably why he hired you. He thought you had a great personality. I mean, that's probably all he would probably say.
He was like, yo, this guy knows how to put his foot down. I'm going to get him.
He's able to fucking hire him.
In case I need people to
I mean, half the Jersey Shore didn't do their job right in the show.
In case I need somebody else to kick Angelina out of the fucking house.
So what did you experience your first day with the crew there? Like, was the cast there or no?
Yeah, the cast was there.
Were they actually working?
Depends on who was working.
Yeah.
Like, Ronnie was always pressing t-shirts. Like, he always liked working. Like, he treated it like an actual work shift.
Yeah, he's like, nuts. I'm doing triceps on the press machine.
Yeah, right.
Like up until like the final season, but like the last season was bad because like I started working with them right after they came back from Italy.
Yeah.
So like Mike still had the fucking neck brace and everything, but like when I came back, you know, obviously that was like his breaking like point that season. Yeah. Was like after that was like when he went clean.
Right.
So like I worked with him before he was like clean and like afterwards and like. Dude, it was always wild. Like, that dude would always come up to me and be like, yo, wear the hoodies. And I'm like,
yeah, because he always wore a hoodie. And like,
yeah,
the hoodie jacket thing.
And then I'd be like, behind you.
Like, right behind
like
you.
Like, right behind you. Turn
he doesn't
around.
Turn around. That's what and he'd be like, he only looks forward.
And then he'd be like, oh, can you help me out? Can you help me out? But like, I'm like, dude, you work here longer than I have. How do you not know where anything fucking is? Like, this is my second day and you're asking me where shit is.
Yeah, but he's like,
so
I know the whole story.
What season did you start? What season was when you first got your job then?
Probably. I think it was 4.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they were there for the entire summer to fill an entire season. So I think it was like 3. Did they do a season split for 3?
They went to Miami, right?
Yeah, they went to Miami.
Well, that was the second one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Seaside, Miami,
did they go to Italy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they came back. That's when I started working with them.
Yeah. Damn. So. That was so. When did you transfer from like working to the shop with production of the show?
Oh yeah. So when we got to the end of the season, I worked that first year. They were doing like the after hour show where like they'd have like the host of the show, like some host of a talk show, would be like, "Welcome to Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick. We're going to talk about the zombie counter today and how many zombies died."
Yeah,
there was like, we're going to talk about how many fucking shots Ronnie could fucking pound to the face before Paulie Diddy did a backflip onto Vinny's shoulders.
Exactly. So.
So like they were doing that show and they didn't have anybody to work. So one guy that I knew was a producer. He was like, "Hey, you want to work on this show?" And I was like, "How much do you want to pay me?"
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was like, "How much is the pay?" And he was like, "Definitely double every day what you make at the fucking
t-shirt.
I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. Dude, I was in that shift for like 3 hours and Danny was like, "You fucking traitor." Like he actually called me. I was like, "Oh, what?"
Did you tell him like
no, he wasn't actually heated, he was just busting my balls.
Did you tell him like I'm done with were you done with the t-shirt shop?
Bro, you're never done with t-shirts. I still
work
there.
I forgot that you go back there and work.
There's no fucking not working for that store. You work for the Shore store, bro. It's like
you
fucking
sell
mafia.
Your soul?
Yeah, you have to sign with your blood before you start the job.
Yeah. But like basically like I mean he can call me tomorrow and be like,
"We got some background noises now."
Oh my god.
I'm telling you, the things are going on. This is
Imagine,
the next story for next
yeah,
week.
This next week we're gonna figure out what these cops are about. It's like, dude, the aliens came.
You guys were doing a podcast?
Bro, what if
you guys should talk about that?
What if this was a zombie apocalypse, but like
we're just chilling.
The plot of the zombie apocalypse story is like I gotta get back to my apartment to eat my fucking sushi.
At the end of this podcast, we'll start gargling, called it.
We'll give you a weapon before you leave. So you can, just in case we give
I'll
you
just
a
borrow
shovel.
The shovel. Yeah. Snow shovel. For 15 times.
Oh yeah.
So You went on until what, the last season working for them?
Yeah, and then we wrapped that, and I did it split the next season too. Like that's why I like so I put the air quotes, which nobody can see, but put the air quotes on like being an extra of the show.
Oh yeah,
it's because like I was the only person technically, I guess, allowed who was like working with production because I was doing it part time the last season.
Yeah,
and I was basically on camera but off camera,
mm-hmm.
so like. They obviously have my release form to like not blur out my face and stuff on TV, but you obviously know like if you're on show and you're the production company, like you ain't supposed to be on camera. Get the fuck out of the way.
Dude. Yeah,
true.
But like when I wasn't technically working for them, like it'll be the chore sore shift or something. Like there was no avoiding the cameras. Like,
but are you in an episode?
Yeah, if you go back to the original season, if you go back to
which season,
go to five. I'm in like basically every other episode in that season.
That's awesome. I gotta check that out.
Well, you're always in the shore in the store. I mean,
yeah,
yeah.
I remember you telling me.
There's some other kid that looks like me too, but don't get me confused with him. That guy I think was a fucking wag job.
I think you pointed me out to him one time when I saw you.
That's crazy. You basically walked into the store, showed your shit,
and got a fucking job. Done. Yeah.
You got a job on TV also.
And there'd be people who walk in every day be like, could I get a job?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, sorry, not hiring. Sorry,
I love how you use that voice.
Yeah.
Like anytime somebody ain't going to make
it. Could I get a job?
That's his pipsqueak voice.
Yeah. He sounds like those, like the nerdy cartoons.
I sound like fucking, what's his name? My dad's Bob Levy, says.
Yeah. Who is that?
Big Mouth.
That is exact.
My dad's friend Bob Levy says that,
It's perfect.
It's a good show. So wait, after the season, is that when you went to college?
I was still. I took a break. I was actually when I was doing that. I was like, obviously in the summer, so I wasn't in like summer classes.
Yeah.
But
playing footsie with me.
No, I'm not.
Oh shit.
Vinny's like, yo, can I get towing?
Yeah. Nobody wants to fucking
put
me.
You went right over Vinny's toes, and I got no socks on. I'm going raw. Here we go.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you dirty.
I'm going.
But yeah, so what the fuck was the question
again? You took a break from school.
Oh, I took a break, yeah. So I was taking a break at the time. This is a whole different story, but like I was going to Brooklyn Community College and they fucked me up. Like,
right.
Community college, dude.
I was like going there for just like the fucking liberal degree or whatever, but mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not fucking transferring to a 4-year school. Like I have no intention doing that. I already have a job in TV production. Like I'm going to just, settle down on that. Yeah. And they were inviting me to like cool shows too. Like, Blake.
What? Oh, Blake. Oh, Blake. Yeah.
Yeah. So Blake, like after the original run of the show, him
I don't
and,
know Blake.
Billy doesn't know Blake.
I know that. Yeah.
Him and Chops came up to me and they were like, "Hey, you've been working hard and so like we should fucking because they knew me from obviously the store too, so like, we could talk." And they were like, "Oh, you're working hard. Like, you want to come on other shoots with us?" But I still had to finish college. I had like 2 semesters left, so I was like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna go back home, whatever, see my moms and stuff."
Right.
They're like, "Well, if you want offers on the table for like this one show that's like in like the Vegas area, it's like got like." It's like a repo type show. Turned out to be Repo Games on Spike TV, the game show.
Oh yeah, you remember
I missed
that?
Out on that fucking show. Yeah,
that's, so you would have also been on that.
Yeah, he would have also been on that. Yeah.
Guy, I swear, it's like he walks outside and he's like, "You're gonna be on TV, dude."
Do you regret like if you had the chance to go back and work on that show, would you do it?
Nah, I probably would have fucking sempukued myself in the middle of the desert.
That's too much. He would have fucking went wild and like fucking ended up in a cactus.
Like the people I work with, like. I can't say directly worked with, but like some of the people, like, they're great.
Yeah.
And like they're people you want to like hang out daily with. Like that's how fun they are. But like,
exactly.
Some of the work is just so, and it's not just that, but I think it's just reality and TV, like freelancing, bro. Cause you get treated like a fucking grunt. Like I basically was building the pyramids.
Yeah. Vinny would like putting in work, like fucking, they treat you like scum, like the bottom of the barrel. And Vinny's like, yeah, dude, this is it.
That's crazy.
Because Vinny was like, dude, when they were kept, he's like, dude, Jersey Shore's coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Frankie, you want a job?
Yeah, he was like, you want a job, bro? Because this was me straight out of college. It was summer. I don't know what I worked. I don't know if I worked for any other show or before that. I did my internship.
You said you were in an internship and then you got that gig because Vinny says you want to hop on do camera work.
Vinny's going to go to the bathroom.
Take a piss, man.
Go ahead, Vinny. We won't listen. So he was like, yeah. He was like, Jersey Shore's hiring. He was like, he's like, they're bringing back. They have like a reunion. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, no, they're not.
It's all over TV.
So he was like, yeah, it's going to be this summer. So I'm fresh out of college. I'm like, hell yeah, work right out of college. And
you wanted to go into that media field to begin
with. Yeah, I went to school.
This is like a big opportunity, especially when it's a well-known show in New Jersey, especially.
I remember getting the email and I was like, no way. I like posted it on my Finsta. I was like, bro, I was like, your boy's going to be working for Jersey Shore. And everyone's like, what? And I was like, hell yeah. And I didn't know what I was walking into, because like reality TV is like insane in terms of just like how much of a job it is, like, and how long, like how many hours, because it was like 16-hour days. I remember showing up
at like
I don't know if I carpooled with Vinny, but I remember we had to meet at this hotel because that's where the cast was staying. Because
you do a full day of shooting.
Like, no, dude, they don't shut off the cameras. They literally, record 24 hours a day.
Yeah, because like, if they missed anything, they'd be they like,
record,
fuck.
Yeah, they record them sleeping. Yeah. Like, it's creepy. So,
they remember all those shows when they had the night cams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Non-stop. Like, they get them, like, sleeping with each other and stuff. So, I'm... What are you laughing at, Ben? Why's your face?
Everyone's going to hear you wash your hands, right?
Did you have any soap in there? I had you. Oh, did you not have a towel? Yeah, there's paper towels right there.
Nah, I threw it on my face.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Delicious.
A little warm.
I was saying the first day when the season that they had the reunion, they were at the Shore House, but then they ended up in Manalapan, right?
No, originally it was, they did it, I think it was in Miami again. They went to Miami the first season.
So I worked the second season.
They went to Miami like more than once?
Yeah, I think it was three times now.
Yeah.
But damn, I don't watch The Family Vacation anymore. I try not to watch the shows I fucking work on, because it's just like, it's like, imagine not being at work and someone's like, hey, you want to be reminded of everything you fucking did today?
It's all the bad stuff. It's like, yeah, I had to fucking do that all day.
I never actually watched like the new seasons of Jersey Shore. I watched I watched all of them up until that point.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
When I love the cast. Shout out to the cast. And like I said, I love the production group. But Jesus Christ, it's so fucking cringe.
Yeah.
It is cringe. But it's like nostalgic. Like people who watch
it. Yeah, that's what it is. I feel like they get entertained by that. You're just coasting off the inertia of like the nostalgia, like you said. Like, because.
Yeah, like remember the time with the duck phone?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, exactly. I'm telling you flat out. Like, it doesn't even have to be on MTV. Like, I go to dive bars. Like, I'm around drunk fucking 50-year-olds all the time, or 40-year-olds. Like, they're not that entertaining. That's why I worked back in the day, because they'd be like, one person would say one thing like, bitch. Like, someone would be like, yo, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah,
like,
right? Or they'll throw water on someone and they'll start a fight.
The second season when I started working with you, did we carpool together or no?
Yeah, I think the first day we carpooled.
We pulled up to the hotel.
Yeah.
And then I remember we showed up with, it was just us, but in the car was someone I worked with on the Chew. When the Chew got canceled, she was there. I forgot her.
I totally forgot about the Chew. You were on the Chew.
No, not Haley. She was like a
I think she
Spanish
worked on
girl.
That. She Spanish said hi. Girl, oh, right? Nina. You're talking about Nina.
Nina. So Nina was driving the... I was like, oh my God, Nina. Like, what's up? I think we knew that she was working already, though. Because in our group chat, she was like, I got the job, too. So she drives us to the house. And then there's like outside of the shore, like the shore store, there's like that, right? That little sketchy.
Yeah, the little tent area.
Tent area where they have like a bunch of equipment. Mm-hmm. And I remember meeting
Oh, no, you're talking about the building next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, so like the arcade. Remember I said there was an arcade in between the other two stores?
I've only been to the shore, like I've only been down there, I think, one time. So like,
I'm not
missing out on much. No, I mean, for the most part, I get to see it all on TV.
That's true.
Honestly, bro, like you can just. If you wanted to see Jersey Shore like in real life, just go to the boardwalk in the summer. Like that's it.
Well, that's true. For the most part, I'm down for the boardwalk for the sun, the water, and some food.
Bro, so, one time when I
and
was
the drinks, of course.
When I was living in Seaside Heights, I one time saw some guy get like fucking Goldberg, like WCW speared in the middle of the fucking street. It was incredible. And then like some guy, like a cop went over to fucking arrest the guy. And he was like, no, we're fucking around. I was like, bro, you just laid this dude out. This isn't fucking around. Like, you fucked this dude up. Anyway.
So yeah, I remember like getting our walkies, putting our earpieces on. I met like Sam, who was like, we were talking about like computer shit.
Yeah.
Just like bonding over like stupid tech stuff. And AJ was just like, what was our job like the first day? I remember it was like
the first job. I don't think we needed to do like anything.
We didn't do it. Yeah, that's it. That we were just
like,
chilling.
Just stand here, but like pretend to look busy.
Yeah.
Because they want to know that the producers, they want to know that their money's
getting
well spent.
So what'd you do? You start tossing.
No, we would just like walk the boardwalk like outside.
Oh, you just had to pretend to be pedestrians?
Yeah.
Walking around?
No, it wasn't pretend. Like we got, it's like an out of sight.
Walking on the dining walk.
It's like an out of sight, out of mind thing. Cause like the lady who like owns and runs the company, like she's in the control room, and the control room is really like where they were located was next to the production office. So it was like, bro, you can't hang here. Like, get the fuck out of here. So like the lady who owns the company thinks her money's actually getting well spent, because obviously you don't need to be here right now. So like,
because the producer, if they're like, oh my God, I spent all this money on these fucking PAs and they're not doing anything, like what's like we have to cut or like cut them.
Somebody getting paid.
Yeah. So they were like, get lost. Mm-hmm. So basically, we
were how they're concerned about that shit, but they're not concerned about fucking. I will get to the story soon, but they're not concerned about the fucking keeping the art department hired for 3 days to fucking do their job.
Oh my God, dude, the fucking art department. You were with me on that run, right? When we had to buy all the new furniture for that.
Yeah.
Dude.
That I'm scarred for life. The lady's house and fucking where they filmed the show. So what
happened? Yeah, for season two, they ended up getting a house in Manalapan from this family of like seven.
Okay.
And I remember we met there. That's when we had like a full squad of people like that they just hired like fresh out of college.
It made so much sense too that the lady who owned the house, her name was fucking Karen.
Oh.
Oh no. Yeah,
she was a Karen. And basically we had to take every room and just into a truck. So literally wrap up everything
that her whole living space. Yeah,
everything she owned.
How much did they pay her for like 2 weeks of filming or something like that?
It was like $138,000.
Can you imagine?
For two weeks.
And you had to move her shit out?
Everything. But you couldn't afford to keep art department for two fucking days.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably because you paid her that much.
Because I remember even they were like, yeah, if anything happened, they're like, she's like, you're not going to paint the house, right? They're like, no.
Yeah, they were like, no, it's fine. And we repainted everything. She left. Redid the entire house.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was a whole different design. But I remember she came back.
The department did.
She came back and she was like, oh my God, I love it. So.
No
it,
way.
Yeah, it was like a pro.
I'm pretty sure.
No, she only loved some of the stuff. Were you not there when she was like, I just changed my mind?
No.
Oh, so you weren't there the next day when she was like, I changed my mind? No, she made us fucking redo the house, but they fucking had already sent art department home and it wasn't in their budget to keep them fucking there that
So
week.
You had to do it with
so
the
they made
crew.
All the production assistants like fucking repaint the walls and I was like, you know what? The lady said something to me one time, like a fucking paint dripped on the fucking floor, but it was on the plastic to like protect her wooden floor. But even then it was like fucking it wasn't like acrylic. I forget what they call it, but basically like if you use water it's gonna wash off.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's like the SpongeBob paint.
Yeah.
With the spit.
Exactly.
And she was like, you're messing up my floors, and I literally had it up to fucking here.
Oh shit,
so
what'd you do?
I turned and looked at her and I told her flat out.
Punched her right in the face.
I said for $137,000 for two fucking weeks, you can't afford a fucking painter. I was like, this isn't my fucking job, lady, and I don't report to you, so get fuck out of my face.
Oh my God.
And then I said, you know what? I went to paint the wall again. I said, you know what? Fuck this. I threw the paint on the fucking brush on the floor and I fucking walked away. And I went to production office and I fucking flipped out in the office. And they're like, dude, just stay here. You're fine. You're fine. I was like, I ain't fucking doing this. This isn't my fucking job.
I was like,
this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
bro.
Painting the fucking lady's house because our department left.
Damn, I got to take a shot for all your F-bomb jobs on that one.
Sorry about that.
No, cheers. Yeah. So I remember they were like, yeah, we're gonna give you a list for IKEA. We want you to go to IKEA and buy all the new furniture for the house. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? They're like, yeah, we want you to buy everything and just bring it in a truck, bring it back. And I said,
so they gave you a lot of cash.
No, they gave us like a credit card.
Oh, okay.
So we're at
which IKEA. Always gets maxed out after like $200, and they're like, "You're like card's not working." Like, what do you mean the card's not working?
Yeah, you're standing there awkwardly.
I just bought $700 worth of Starbucks four times today. What do you mean it's not working?
Fucking Starbucks orders too.
$700 worth of Starbucks.
So we're like a squad. I'm like, I remember I was starving. Right, like IKEA, cop like beds, dressers, cabinets, like everything, like from sheets to pillows to like little bed foundations to. Anything that can decorate lamps, like fucking like rugs. And we were like loading stuff up in this one area because we're like, yeah, we're making a big fucking order. Like, and I don't even know how much we spent. I think we spent like over $7,000.
Dude, there's a stupid amount.
But none of your
spend.
Money, right? Because clearly, no. Yeah, it's all the producers. Shit.
Yeah, it's
well, some shows fucking do that to people, bro. They'll be like, no, you fucking buy it, and we'll comp you.
Yeah, we'll compensate with gas.
Yeah, like I'm gonna with gas.
Punch in the face.
We'll pay for the miles.
We'll pay for your miles. Get
somebody I know from Jersey Shore still like didn't get comp for something that they had to fucking pay for. It was like $50 or some shit, and they still to this day haven't paid them.
I doubt they'll
ever never will.
It might not be Jersey Shore. It might have been a different show, but I'm pretty sure someone didn't get comp for something in one of the shows I worked.
So we get all this furniture. We bring it back and basically like it's all IKEA furniture. We have to set the whole thing up, so we're like setting up cabinets and beds and everything. We're putting everything together.
Jesus.
And I was like I'm gonna be a fucking pro by the end of this.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna be laying out floor tiling.
Exactly. And I remember like downstairs, like where the, you know, supplies was and everything, and they had like a little like home base. There was like a bathroom, and I remember like I don't know if they fucked up the bathroom or they fucked up the floor, but the Karen was like, "Oh my God, my floors!" when she came back, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we'll pay for it. Like we'll pay for it. We'll just fucking pay for it.
Just kept destroying it.
Like we'll just fucking like we'll stepping on it.
Destroyed it. We ruined it.
It was destroyed. The whole.
She did have a nice floor.
Yeah.
She had.
Had. Past tense.
And for her attitude, she fucking deserved it. Sorry, another F-bomb.
What would you say
splashing
is
paint?
like, did you hang, like, I know you're cool with, you know, the situation, like,
I'm cool with the cast. Yeah. Like, they,
but like, did you have any type of, like, I know you drove,
did Mike, you drive home, anyone around?
Mike home, like,
yeah, I've driven Mike, like you guys, times. Like, I've driven, there, like, basically everyone from the cast. Multiple
there was times. Some fun, was there any funny encounters that you had with the cast?
Yeah, there was one day I was wearing, like, a neon green tank top. And they were, like, drunk. We're picking them up from whatever bar they
were. When weren't they drunk? I feel like they just intoxicated these guys the entire season. Just them bombed.
I don't know if I'm allowed to quote my man because of the NDA, but in the words of my boy Ronnie, he said, I come here to get fucked up because that's what they pay me to do.
Yeah, and they did. They paid him to get destroyed.
So if I'm fucking, he's like, I'm sober, I'm not working.
I mean, like, the show was like built on that. Like what didn't happen at the Jersey Shore, you know? And even they said, whatever stays in the Jersey Shore. I was like, oh my God, it's getting insane. But like, I love that show. Like, the Jersey Shore original, like, back to it, to the beginning. Like, even though, like, behind the scenes, mm-hmm. there was some, like, manipulations and shit like that. Some things happen, but like, come on, it was entertaining as fuck. I used to watch that shit nonstop every week.
I remember Blake told me, he was like, dude, you gotta drive Snooki home. And she, like, came out in a little, like, onesie and, like, her, like, little slippers, and I was like, yeah, sure. And so I drove
her. I remember that. That's when she wanted to go see her family, right?
Yeah, and she was, like, crying in the back seat because she missed her kids.
It's so awkward. They don't tell you that too. Like, they don't tell you the situation that's going on, like, when you need to fuck.
That's why I think it's such like, Twitter and Reddit.
Bro, there was a time where I went, I was like, let's finish your story.
No. Yeah. I was like, are you okay? And she was like, I miss my kids. Like, I just don't want to do this show anymore.
Oh,
like, I just
miss my kids.
And then she quit, like, the next season.
Yeah, she did. So she was dead ass.
Yeah, to take
so
care of her kid.
She was like, do you have kids? And I was like, nah, no kids. And she was like, oh, she's like, if you had kids, like, you would know that.
I'd be like,
so
Nicole, did you have kids when you were like 20 and straight out of college, bro? Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think she even knew how old I was, but I wanted to say that. I'd be like, no,
bro. I've only worked with one old PA, and like, everyone was like, why is this 45 year old man like a PA?
What? Wait, who?
I forget what show it was, but it was when I worked for Disney. When I worked for Disney Plus, they had one guy who was a production assistant. He was like 45 years old.
You worked for Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's like jack of all trades.
Bro, before it was even out, too. I did that show Encore, where they like do the reunions of stuff like from high school, like the theater departments.
Oh, wow.
Do like a 25-year reunion, and then they redo their like senior play.
I didn't know about that.
I worked on the Grease.
Oh, the Grease.
Grease episode.
How was that?
And I was credited for that. It wasn't bad.
Were you like a background dancer?
What? No, I'm credited in the, like, for the production crew with the credits.
I thought he was in it.
I thought he was like... Funniest, he's doing a little dance.
Dude, the funniest part about that is that I got the set the first couple days, and it was like every other day. It was like load in, load out, like carrying equipment.
Right.
And then the second day, I'm sitting there, and like someone's like fucking talking to me, and they're like, Kevin. And they says Kevin again, like... I'm sitting here. I'm like, yo, where's Kevin? Like, this guy.
Yeah, where's this guy?
Like,
Kevin's
maybe
calling
Kevin,
from.
I was like, maybe Kevin's deaf. Like, I don't know. And then like later, like my production like coordinator was like, why aren't you responding to your name? Like, I said your name earlier. And I was like, what did you say? Like, did you say Vinny or like Vince? I was like, why would you go by that? Isn't your name Kevin? I was like, no, my name is not Kevin.
Why would they think your name is Kevin?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
It's a random name, Kevin.
And call him Kevin. Whoever took my information when they hired me, they put me
they
on.
They put down as Kevin?
Kevin. Yeah.
Guy was deaf.
And then they put
Vinny,
Kevin.
Kevin, sounds good.
Yeah, they even put him on. They had him on the call sheet and everything. So they thought they had like an extra production assistant this entire time. Like,
yeah, they're like, why isn't this guy Vinny coming?
He's not showing up.
Yeah.
They've been marketing down as Kevin. That's
well, cool. The funny thing is, if you go in the credits of the show, is that...
does Kevin come up instead
of
you?
It says Kevin Bain and then Vincent Bain, but Kevin Bain doesn't exist. I mean, he probably does somewhere in this world. But
do you go by that like alter ego, like during situations? Like, yeah, my name's Kevin.
I'm Kevin Bain.
Nah.
Kevin Bain.
I stole an alias from a movie once because this guy was like, it's always good to have an alias. I think it was a movie with Simon Pegg, but his name was... Clark Baxter in that movie.
Clark Baxter. Clark Baxter.
Yeah. I was like, that's a good alias.
I always
nice
think
to meet
about
you,
that.
Clark Baxter.
Hey, how you doing, Clark?
Yeah. It's a name you have
please,
to say with the last name.
Please welcome Clark Baxter on the show.
Yeah.
But Clark, how you doing?
Come on down, Clark.
Would you say reality TV is probably the hardest thing to work in, like when it comes to TV?
I would just say it's one of the hardest fields to work with, work in general. It's if you know, I know you guys have seen SpongeBob. For anybody else who listens to like guys seen SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen firsthand where it's like you go to the fucking set or wherever you need to film for the day. And you're right. Like, you wake up in the morning tired, or you're like, or even if it's like the first day working, you're like excited. You're like, oh man, like,
yeah, I'm this is going to go show.
Good. Like, yeah. I got a new fresh experience. Maybe this is going to be different than the last show. Mm-hmm. And then you start, and it's like that scene of SpongeBob where he walks in. He's like, I can't remember his name. And he's like, more soup for your armpits. Like, yeah. That's literally how it is every day in the reality show, basically. Unless you're like working for like a reality show that's like got their shit together.
I mean, the only thing that comes good from this whole like thing is the experience, because like, you know, everything's going to like, every day is a new day. Like, and everything's going to be like a different thing. So it's like, it's fucking wild how like,
but
you get to do that at least.
The thing is like, you got to have a stomach for it too. Like, people will talk about
like 16 hours.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Like, dude, if you weren't to work around. Like, and they were like, oh, you're going to get done before 12 hours today. I'd be like, I've been around long enough to know that's not going to happen.
Some shit that happened to me when I was working for Jersey Shore. I don't know where we were shooting, but I think it was near Red Bank, and I don't know what area.
Yeah, it was juniors. That was the, you probably don't remember because you started at 7 a.m. that day and you were working until like 1:15 in the morning.
It was terrible, bro.
Yeah.
I was like over it. But I remember they're like, go pick up this food for the cast. And I said, yeah. So I get in the car and I pick up the food. I get back in my car and this old woman comes in my door and she starts tapping the window. She's like,
hello.
I was like,
she was a witch.
She was like, can you help me? And she's like, my car isn't starting. And I was like, bro, I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. So then I like don't look at her. I like give her like a no, I can't like signal. And then I see on the other side of the car, it's like a guy waiting to jump in, like to jack the car.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he was planning, like it was like a whole, like she was like probably like a fucking crack addict.
Yeah,
like a
distraction. They probably do this a lot.
Yeah, and I remember the guy. I heard the guy. He's like, no, never mind, yeah, never mind. It, and I was,
I mean, it probably didn't help too that you were putting like fucking $400 worth of food in that car.
That too, and they would have had a nice meal.
I remember that it wasn't just for the cast. It was you're getting food for the entire production company because everybody was in overtime so bad that day that the company had to pay them another dinner.
Yeah, and they were pissed, like, about that.
Just buy a bunch of this food and just, you know, we're going to put it in the production office and then we'll just say that we fed them when no one actually got their fucking meal. Like, yeah. I remember one dude was like, oh, this isn't vegan.
Yeah, that happens. Yep.
And I was like, bro, what vegan place in New Jersey do you know of that's open at 2:00 in the morning? Chinese food's not even open that late in New Jersey. Like, unless you live in like Jersey City or Hoboken.
I remember like falling asleep inside of like the hotel the cast was staying in because like at the end of the night, because I was like fucking beat. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore, bro. I was like, this shit's like, it's definitely for, I feel like it's for a certain person. Like a person, I think for a person who has like not close with their family.
Or narcolepsy.
Like,
no, not narcolepsy.
Like a night
out. Like,
you definitely can't have narcolepsy.
No, not narcolepsy. What's that other thing called?
Insomnia.
Insomnia. If you have insomnia.
Yeah, perfect. If you can't sleep, if you want to work long hours like taxi driver or something like that, like this is like for you.
Or if you just want to drink enough Red Bulls to the point where you start seeing colors.
Yeah.
And hearing flavors.
And hearing, seeing sounds. Everything I said made sense. But start seeing colors and hearing sounds.
But instead of, like, I remember telling our production manager, I was like, yo, I was like, the car almost got fucking jacked tonight. And he was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, flat out without hesitation. Flat out, like, I don't fucking care.
I didn't even finish
the sentence.
And I literally, like, I remember I was driving with him because we were going to the next location. I was so pissed. Like, pissed, like, when I told you, like, when you were like, I ain't eating that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, that.
Oh, my God.
So we were going over a bridge. I stopped, like, hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And I just, and he was just like, he was texting and he just looked back and forth and we were on a bridge and and he was like, what's going on? And I just stared at him, like just scared.
Are you going to kill me?
And he was like, what the fuck's going on? And he was like, oh my. And then I just laughed and giggled and I just kept driving. And he was like, bro, he's like, you fucking scared me. And I was like, I was going to fucking throw you over the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. you don't know, but you were about to die.
Dude, that guy like prided himself on being a fucking piece of shit for no reason.
Dude, I remember Jenny.
Dude, this is how much of a I don't want to cut you off again, but
no,
this fucking dude is such a piece of shit. To put it this way, I had been on and off the show for like, you know, 6.5 years, 7 years. And this other dude started working at like those spinoff shows, Snooki and Jay, while he worked with us. And he'd been around just as long as me, like 6.5, 7 years.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He just worked on the Snooki and Jay show, not the original Jersey
Shore. Not the originals.
And so we'd been around, obviously, for a while. We had like basically PA work under our fucking belts. And like, this one chick worked there for like 2.5 weeks, like became butt buddies with him. And it was like straight out of college, dude. Worked there for 2.5 weeks and he made our production coordinator.
See that? That's why it's like who you know.
It's who you know, and it's like who you suck off, like pretty much, like when I suck off. Yeah.
It's who you really know.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, they would purposely like not let me grow in that company. Like they wanted me to stay at the bottom. Like
yeah, because they were like, no one else is gonna fucking.
No one else is gonna do this work. That's why. Yeah, they know you're really good at what you're doing now, and they want to keep you there because they don't want to find someone else who can do that. Yeah, dude. Unless they do find someone, then they'll probably think about it. But until then,
dude, there was a day where they. One of the guys who was working with the tech department, he was like the head of the tech department. I was like, yo, I need a couple of like extra hands. I was like, yo, take me with you and show me some shit. He's like, yeah, I'll teach him some stuff, man. He was like on my team to help me out of like PAing. Like, cause if he taught me enough stuff, then like they could just hire me as a tech guy and I could basically work with them. And, he went into the production office. I'm like standing there while he's like asking, he's like, hey, can I borrow Vince for, you know, to show him some tech stuff? He's like, you know, I need an extra set of hands. He's like, but I'm also going to show him some shit. And the guy flat out, like, no hesitation, like, Frankie, when he looked at Frankie, he was like, absolutely not.
No way.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not giving you him. He's like, doesn't matter. And I was like, dude, I'm literally doing nothing right now. I was like, I don't care. He's like, it's my fucking production company, and nothing I'll choose to do what I
That's
want.
That's crazy.
Or production, like, he's like, I'm the production manager, and you have to do what I say.
Yeah, I remember they were like, we need someone who can drive, like, the fucking U-Haul, the, like, 26-footer. And I was like, I never drove it, but I will. Like, I never did it, but I was like, I will. And then I remember we got back all the stuff, like, no problem. And then he found out that I never drove before. They're like, oh, yeah, it was his first time driving. He was like, why'd you lie to me? Yeah. I was like, I didn't lie to you. I was like, I told you I never drove before.
Yeah. How do you say he sounds like a psychopath?
No, because you have to be.
He was a psychopath.
No, I mean, I understandable that you have, like, he's probably the guy who can, like, get, like, cut loose strings, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, get between the line through a lot of different shit, and especially in situations. Like, you need a guy like that.
Yeah.
But, like, dickhead.
It's hard.
Best was, we used to work with the one production coordinator, bro, and he was the best. Mm-hmm. Like, he would always be like, you'd walk in and be like, hey, how's your day? And he'd be like, well, I'll be fucking happy when the show's done. Like,
His name was
Kurt.
Well, you need that type.
Vinny does his voice so good, dude.
His name was Kurt, so shout out Kurt if you hear this one day. I love you, dog. But, like, you'd walk in. And
Kurt
like,
was cool.
Literally, you'd walk in for your shift and be like, hey, what's up, dog? Today we got some fucking stuff to do. I'm supposed to be doing something. I don't know. I'm just kind of.
I think he was just high, Billy. Like,
you want $20? You want to just go get us breakfast?
Oh my god! Just like mid thought. You want breakfast?
Because I was like one of the first people who would show up on set in the morning. Like I'd show up before the cast like was awake. So like, there's no point in being there if no one's awake.
Well, you're an early bird, right?
No.
But you're just good at waking up early.
Well, I was there.
Vinny was always there, and he's always ready to go.
Hard worker.
Yeah. They were paying me like $225 a day or something like that.
I got one more story with this production guy.
That's where my motivation came from. That wasn't just random. It wasn't like fucking flexing. Like, that's where my motivation to wake up came from.
We were at this, the cast was at this escape room. Mm-hmm. And there was like, I don't know why we had to move the cars out of the parking lot. Or we had to drive them back. No, we didn't have to drive them back because I parked it. But they wanted me to move Jenny's car.
I forget what happened, but I remember what you're talking about. It was such a shit show. Like they were like, who's driving what van? And I like everyone had their own van that they were driving and were assigned to. And so, like no one was in their assigned van for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Jenny she has a Mercedes or had a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I'll back it up. And they wanted me to just pull it into another spot, I think. Mm-hmm. And I remember before I got in, the manager was like, you better not fucking hit Jenny's car. You better not, crash your car, like bang it. And I was like, why the fuck would I crash it? First of all, I was like, you want to fucking back it up? I said that. I was like, how about you back it up?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't think he even said like, excuse me. I think he was just like, no.
I'm not doing that.
I can imagine him doing that. He'd be like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So snobby and so like, always an issue like with everything that was going on.
He's the type of person that
who has everything to say, but he'll never do anything.
He's the type of person that you would like see at a Starbucks complaining that he requested two Splenda and they put one in.
Yes. Yep.
That makes sense.
And then
I can visualize him.
Meanwhile, he's standing next to the fucking Splenda.
Yeah.
And he's like, you didn't put it in there for me.
I remember everybody was scared
of... Finally a complaint.
Everybody was like shitting bricks over, what's her name? The director.
Oh, the one who owns the company.
Yeah.
Sally.
Yeah, Sally. So they're like
nicest woman too. I mean, yeah. When she's like, well,
intimidating, but really nice.
When they're like in the heat, not even like when they're.
You
in
said
the,
she was scary.
No, I went to go pick her up. They're like, go pick her up from the hotel.
Oh, you so just
like
talking. It was just scary to pick her up.
No, I was. They were like
everyone treats her like she's like the fucking like you see her basically like she's the Grim Reaper. Like Sally's you're gonna fucking.
But she's so nice. Why everyone say that?
Well, she could be crazy, but
that's what I'm saying. Like in the heat of the moment, like if she got pissed off about something, bro, like she'd chop your head off.
Okay, okay.
So they're like, oh, you gotta go pick up. Sally.
Sally.
What?
Is Sally?
It Sally.
So you gotta go pick her up. I was like, yeah. I was like, I gotta go get her. And they're like, oh, you better be careful, bro. Yeah, you better like don't say nothing. And I was like, I picked her up, and she was like, good morning, like really happy. I was hi. I was like, morning. I was like, how you doing? She's like, I'm good. And we were just talking. I was talking about like school and like the job. And she followed me on LinkedIn after that.
That's
like,
awesome. Wow. That's big.
And who follows me on not on LinkedIn but on Instagram?
Oh,
true story.
Oh, she follows you on Instagram?
No, the OxyClean guy. Anthony Sullivan.
Who's that?
The British OxyClean guy.
Oh my God.
He's like, OxyClean, your whites can make your whites lighter. Your colors are going to be more colored. That's a whole different story. But
So
another
I dropped her off and I'm like, dude, how'd it go? And I was like,
all right, go to followers.
I was like, bro, it was fine. I was like, nothing happened. I was like, she didn't flip out or anything. She's no witch.
No, he actually does have him. Look.
Let me see him. Oh, Sally on tape. I've seen him before. It's a funny commercial. Maybe they want you for a commercial, man. Did you hit him up? Be like, yo, I can be the new guy.
It had to do with the long story short. It had to do with something at Montclair and for the entrepreneurship school.
Oh, okay.
And like, I talked to him, and then he just started following me on Instagram after that. And then he didn't follow.
I mean, that's still really cool.
He didn't follow. The funny thing is, like, he was paid for by the school business to be there, and he didn't follow the school business on Instagram. But he followed you. Me. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. I mean, it's cool to have like a check mark.
Vinny was like smirking the whole thing, like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, bro. Dude, I got to see him do that OxyClean like pitch live. Someone was like, can you do it? And he was like, I'll do it. He was like, it'll make your whites wider, your collars more colored. I was like, wow, this is it.
That's him.
Randy Jackson was there too.
No, what? He was.
Yeah,
Randy
he was.
Jackson.
Someone made a TikTok. They were like, I didn't know Randy Jackson was Michael Jackson's brother.
What?
Oh. And I was like, no, he's not. No, he's so not. I looked it up. Yeah. Michael Jackson does have a brother named Randy Jackson, but it's not
the same American
Idol Randy Jackson. So I was like, it's not. I think she took the video down because it was like one of my friends.
Anyway, you want to finish your Jersey Shore story?
Oh, yeah. What about Haley?
Sue? What?
Sally?
God. Bro, you're saying like every name under the sun.
Yeah, Susan? Her name's changing every five times we bring it back.
I feel like she
up.
Had two names. That's why. So.
Yeah. Sally and
Sally. Yeah. Sally. Yeah. So. Sally, yeah, I drop her off, and then everybody's like, yo, how was it? Like, was it all right? And I was like, yeah. I was like, it was fine. I was like, nothing happened.
Frankie taught me shit about her that I didn't know, and I had known her since, 2011. Like, I had no idea she worked on Howard Stern.
Oh, that's crazy.
She worked on Howard Stern. She worked for a show before Howard Stern, and they told her, they were like, we want you to go find prostitutes in the city.
When she was a PA, yeah.
When she was a PA, and then she was there until, like, 7 p.m. The show was over. Like, wasn't even, and they were, and she called them, like, hey, like, she either said I found them or I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God. They're like, and then they were like, do you want to be a producer? Like, from there. Because they were like, you're so, like, you went all in. Like,
yeah, to find a prostitute for the show. That's fucking crazy.
So she started with that. And then I remember... like she was talking about some other shows that she worked with, some shows that don't exist anymore, but that's how like she got her start, like straight out PA.
That's like, nuts. That's like right place, right time.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Or like, I mean, she had some self-sacrifice motivation to get the prostitutes, but still like getting that situation.
Mm-hmm. Despite how I've told my story of my career tonight, I wish my life worked that way because it's not as like a...
I mean, you do go on to a lot of different shows though, and you have like, you have that history on any portfolio you can put on there, but that's still like...
That's a rough life, bro. You gotta...
Instant PA though?
You can work for like 2 or 3 months consistently, make a dump ton of money, like literally like a wasteland worth of money.
Shit ton.
But then like you could be out of work for 8.5 months and not know when your next gig is. And then like when you try and get an interview, like, why haven't you been working? It's because there's no work.
Yeah.
It's hard because it's like you're never guaranteed. Like I know in life you're never guaranteed anything, but like with reality TV, it could be done tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like your job.
Or if you get canceled and you're like, oh shit, I'm all hyped up for nothing.
Yeah.
Because there's one season.
And it's like everybody just either moves to another show like altogether or they don't.
Yeah.
And they just find
and they don't
else.
Usually take everyone to another show too. So.
Well, the thing is like, I think it's just like, I don't know if it's in a lot of reality TV places, but I remember the production company worked with Jersey Shore. There was a, you know, everybody there had started on the original show. So like they basically worked their way up together. So like, that's why it's like so cliquish there is because like everyone there's known each other since the first day.
Right.
And like some of the people like Jeff, mm-hmm. who's a director of photography. He started as like, I think it was an assistant camera op or something.
What, mm-hmm. For what
for,
show?
For Jersey Shore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he within 10 years became a director of photography because if I remember the story correctly, like remember the episode where Snooki got punched in the face?
Yeah, who could forget?
He was standing next to like the camera op's camera who had to go to the bathroom or something picked and up. Like... Literally, he saw this guy get in her face, and he was like, fuck it, I'm going for it. He picked up the camera, and he got the shot of her getting punched in the fucking face.
That's fucking insane.
That's like $1 million shot. That made the show popular.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it before, you definitely watched it after that.
And when Ronnie knocked that dude out in one punch.
Yeah.
Those were like within the same two episodes or something like that.
I think when Ronnie knocked that guy out, they didn't get him knocking him out. The guy's chasing
him outside. Remember Ronnie went
outside? Oh, that one.
What was that? Who recorded that shit?
I think that was the first season. That was when Ronnie got into a fight with that guy that was heckling him.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was with Sam. I think it was the first season.
That's the guy he one punched, I thought.
No, he's like, one shot. They got the guy on the floor, but then there was another time when he was fighting some guy on the boardwalk who was walking with his girlfriend.
Yeah, they didn't really get into it. They got into like a hustle tussle until like the camera people like got him out of the way. Like, all right, guys, all right, relax.
I'm calling every fight now a hustle tussle.
A hustle tussle.
That's one hustle tussle tonight.
Well, that was like before they were big shit too. So like, I don't know like how crazy they went on security. So like,
yeah, it was kind of.
Do you
like
remember how security was when you worked there?
I remember this. There was
nicest guys ever.
Oh my god, the nicest,
scariest
dudes.
People you'd ever meet.
Huge. Only security at the bar think they're gods.
Bro, I literally saw this guy clip his like fingernails with a fucking switchblade.
What?
They had, like, literally, he was standing there with a switchblade, like just like.
I don't want to think of that.
I wondered how much they paid the security because there was like ex-Marines there. There was like every type of like security.
There was straight up ex-military.
No one was getting through that.
So
like, we'd be in the van. They'd be like. Like they pull their headset like down to talk to somebody. They leave the mic open so like all the other security guys could hear it. But they, like lean over you, like get within a 5 foot radius of the vehicle in front of you.
No, I remember I was at when we were at the Shore House like the first week working there when they were still filming at the original house. Mm-hmm. There was like a really big dude and I was as tall as him, but he was gigantic. And he was like that, like looking at me like, yo, what's up? Like,
hey,
he thought I was the security working with him. I was like, bro, you think I'm stopping anybody?
Yeah, right.
I was like, I am fucking skinny as hell.
He's like, you could bench me, dude.
Yeah, I was like, you could snap me in half. I was like, you fucking big Goliath. But no, I was just like, I had to chill there because some guy wanted me to wait for one of the camera guys to come or something. But I think all in all, like pros and cons, like, what would you give like your, like, one to a 10
of one working. Out of 10. How great was the working for the Jersey Shore? And would you take it back? Would you never want to do it again?
Are we talking about the production crew? We're talking about working with the cast.
I'm talking about overall, like throughout the whole reunion.
Well, if I'm saying overall, counting my last experience there, I'm going to give it a solid 0.
Yeah, it was
these motherfuckers, long story short, injured me on the job and wouldn't pay me my workers' comp for like 4 months until I threatened a lawyer up and sued them. And then like the next day I got paid. They owed me like $4,200.
How'd you get hurt?
I got hurt on the job. Like I was just carrying some stuff and we were like, you know, we'd bring equipment to like U-Store facilities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was literally a rainy day. And it was a puddle, and I stepped in the puddle, and the puddle ended up going like 5 inches deeper, and I like rolled my ankle real bad.
Yeah, he got hurt pretty tough.
Like to the point where like when I went to the orthopedist, right? Yeah, I was thinking orthodontist.
Yeah, orthopedist.
Yeah, when I went to the orthopedist, she told me, she's like, dude, like if you had any more weight on this, like you would have actually like tore a ligament. Like your ligaments like basically was almost torn. That's
I wish I could say the same. Both ligaments in my ankles are gone.
Yeah, Billy's ankles are fucked.
Yeah, snapped the right one first in basketball, and then I snapped the other one left in basketball.
Once you mess up the ankles, like, that's it. Like, you really can't do much.
Oh, yeah, you can't do much because you can always resprain it. It's not going back.
But I would say the same. If someone said, like, yo, you want to work production for Jersey Shore? They actually did ask me again.
Yeah, they asked me again, too.
After all that shit, too. Oh, my God.
And I laughed.
They came into my dad. Did you see that picture of my dad and Ronnie?
Yeah.
So during that day, like, Kurt was there. I was working out with my dad, and then Ronnie and Vinny came in to work out, and they were filming them working out. And Kurt was there, and then I remember, what's her name, who got the fucking, she got, you said she got the job? Like, one of them got the job, we'll just say that.
Yeah, one of them got the job. Yeah. Let's just leave it at that. So they know who they are.
Yeah, so one of them got the job, and she hit me up, and she was like, you trying to work today? And I was like... I couldn't work in general because we were leaving like the next day or we were going somewhere, but I would have not wanted to work.
Oh, hell no. I think it was, what was it, like before vacation or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no shot. I was like, I'm not. trying to do
that. Dude, the day they asked me to work again, I had just gotten back when I was working with Danny in Florida. And I had just gotten back. I had just gotten paid because, like, Danny does sometimes with the way the pay is. He does, like, bonuses and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had just gotten, like, a good bonus. And he's like, oh, your buddies are in the house. So I'm like, what? So I leave the store. I go in the back. And I'm thinking, like, oh, maybe I might be a cast member because they pop in from time to time.
Right.
And I open the back door, and it's Kurt. And he's like, hey, what's up, my buddy? Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What was he hanging at?
He was just like, they were setting stuff up. It was him, Joey. Wow. It was him, Joey T, and fucking Sam.
Oh, shit.
And they were like, yo, what's up, man? How you been? And the Kurt was like, oh, you want to come to work? And I was like, literally looked at him with this little, like, drug dealer wad of hundreds in my hand. And I looked at him. I went, no. And he was like, huh? He was like, I don't fucking blame you. I only come back because they pay me.
Like, yeah, it's true. I remember he was like, I don't want to fucking work. Like, he didn't say that.
He would flat out say shit like that. Like,
I'm not here for anything but the dog.
He went to go work for another show, like, right away. He's like, I'm out of here, man. Yeah. He's like, see you later.
He'd be like, what's up, buddy? How you doing? I'd be like, I'm good. How are you? And he'd be like, I'll be happy when the show's fucking over.
I don't think anybody enjoyed working on the show. They just enjoyed the money.
The money. And the people.
And the people.
And some people just need money, you know?
Right?
Dude, put it this way. I got this. This is probably one of my closing points on Jersey Shore, but, like, mm-hmm. this is a perfect, like, euphemism for, like, or a metaphor for, like, how every day there is.
Yeah.
When we did a reshoot, it was the first time people had seen each other for, like, you know, a couple months. Because sometimes you can go two weeks on a clip and then, like, not see each other for a month. And then you can go for, like, 2 months and then it could be, like, 3 months later.
Yeah.
Whatever. And we were doing the shoot. And he was like, oh, we're going to get a rental truck from Penske. And it was, like, the one right here in, like, Amboy.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you're going to go pick it up. It's, like, you know, a 26-foot-long, like, Penske truck. Like, it's huge. I was like, okay. I was like, normal day. This is what we do. He's like, we also have U-Hauls. He's like, and we don't have enough PAs right now. He's like, so everyone had to go. So it was like me, Sam, Joey, even the production coordinator, Kevin. He had gone.
Right.
And obviously the manager, who will remain nameless for now. But we all get in the car, like the van to go there. And we get there, and Penske takes the online reservation and gives the fucking truck to someone else.
No.
So we had no truck for all the equipment.
So now what were you doing? Just standing there with all that equipment? Just waiting for nothing?
We didn't have the equipment yet. Oh, we had to go pick it up. So, like, obviously,
you had no truck and you had nothing to get there.
So, like, the first thing we had to do on the production mm-hmm. literally delayed everything, because we were stood in a parking lot for like an hour and a half calling all these U-Hauls and Penske places to see who had a truck big enough for what we needed.
That's how it was,
like, every day there. Like, you woke up being like, and I remember on the way there too, the production
every day you were the bottom boot.
I don't think there was ever a smooth day.
Dude, mm-hmm. literally on the way there, the production manager was going, we've making sure, we've taken care of it. It's not gonna be a shit show like last time. And he was like, we've making sure. He's like, I'm making it my point to make it, you know, smooth this time. Nothing and then we get lies. There and he's like, we don't have a truck for you.
Yeah, nothing but lies coming through the door. I remember constant walking to the trucks and just like having to fill them up with gas, having to pick up people from the airport.
Yep.
And that was like basically the job. Like, I guess for me, I was like, oh, go pick up this, go do a shuttle run. And I remember they had like a fucking
oh shit,
oh, you're right,
my hat. Yeah, I want to scratch my eyes and then rub my eye. You don't really scratch your eyes.
Yo, shout out to Lauren's coming in. Shout out Lauren. We have a celebrity guest. Billy's girl just walked.
How was work?
Superstars. But I was just basically doing like, I remember the hotel being like an hour away from like where we were shooting. And then they were like, you know, there's a hotel like down the street. And I think they switched to that one.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God I don't have to fucking drive all the way there again. Cause it was like an hour. It was like 2 hour round trip. I was like, fuck that.
You drove all over the place though. Every single time you told me, you said you wanted to run.
Yeah.
Bro, I want to run. I have to do another run.
There was a day I got stuck in the city. And we're doing a shoot in Atlantic City. It took me 9.5 hours to get back to Atlantic City. And then they were like, because I was like, can I get a break now? Like, I need to eat.
Right.
And they were like, you haven't eaten? Why didn't you eat? And I was like, because.
That's our ass. But they're like yelling at you, but they're making you do so much work, then when the fuck are you going to have time to put food in your mouth?
I literally was like, bro, you made me transport all this stuff like all day. I drove to the city in a van that's not mine, and you didn't give me money for food. How did you expect me to eat?
Yeah. They want you to eat. They want to eat the scraps underneath the seats.
They want you to eat the car that you're in.
Well, you're
so hungry? Annoying. It was so annoying.
There's chips in the side.
Dude, I'll never forget that day too. They sent me there for two cameras. That was it. Two cameras.
So stupid.
And then I got back to Atlantic City after all that traffic jams and shit. We're getting like 9.5 hours out of just driving and sitting in a van all day. It was the wrong fucking cameras.
They're like, these are the, it was like the,
and they blamed me.
But they told you where to go to get these cameras, obviously.
Yeah, but they had one of the assistant camera op, who's a camera op now. I don't think he works for that company, but it's a camera op now.
Yeah.
He met me in the city and they were like, he's the one who's going to let you into the office and he's the one who's going to hand you the cameras.
Okay.
They're like, just show him this picture and he'll know which one it is. That's what happened. And they fucking so blamed him
the picture and he gave me the wrong cameras. Yeah, well, that's not your fault. So I mean, they're going to blame you because they brought it all the way
back.
Oh,
no, they blamed me.
Yeah, obviously.
They blamed him. I remember everybody was like, oh my God, Vinny brought the wrong cameras.
I was like, no, I remember that. I threw the other guy under the bus immediately. I was like, bro, that was that dude's fault. Like, you told me to go out there and show him a picture of a Pelican case. Like,
they were like, well, we can't be mad at him because he's not here. That's what they said.
Oh, because Vinny didn't show up?
No.
He's like, I'm not here.
That's basically how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But
who else are going to yell at? They can't call the guy up and like, we're here to yell at you.
Yeah.
And hang up.
They'll be like, and then he would just say, oh, no, I gave him the right ones. And then that would have been the end of it.
Yep.
They would have been like, well, we don't have the right ones here.
No, I remember that they actually brought him on as an assistant camera op. Then they asked him what happened. And he was like, well, I thought they were the right ones.
That's it. Fuckers.
I think they ended up using them anyway, even though they're the wrong cameras.
They were freaking out. And then like the producer came in like, yeah, we can use these.
Yeah. All cameras smiley, work. All smiley. Like, yeah, these work.
Bunch like of. It wasn't even like I'm disappointed, going to be nice type thing. They were like, yeah, these work fine.
I'd be like, fuck you guys.
Why did I just get screamed at for 30 minutes? Fuck
you guys.
Never forget when I got screamed at for getting the baked chips. Remember that?
No, I don't.
The big chips?
No, the baked.
Oh, yeah, because they wanted like specific.
They wanted like, it wasn't even for the cast. It was for the crew. They're like, you need to go get regular chips and baked chips, like a pack, like one of those packs of Cheetos. And they have like different variety, and I get it. And they're like, she's like, you bought two bags of baked, you bought the wrong chips, they're both bad. And I was like, it's okay.
Wait, was that
yes.
I was going to say, she wasn't even like authority. She was the same. Like,
this girl was the same rank as me, pretty much.
Oh, like, yeah, she's yelling at you.
Yelling at me, like screaming. She's like, you got the wrong chips, these are the baked chips.
I wanted Doritos.
I think she just didn't
what
like
extra the flavor jacked she just, up.
Like, she was like, just wanted the other chips, I guess. I was like, it's okay, we'll eat them. She's like, no, you don't understand the budget we're having there. These chips are going to. I was like, oh, dude, no, the fucking production's going to go down because I bought the wrong chips.
That's dude, it.
They eventually made it like a management style type thing. And then it was like the last day of her like working or something. They were like, you should have did this job. We really fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wouldn't have wanted that job.
Fuck that, bro.
You remember the one day they made me do that stuff where I was in charge of transpo grid and everything like that? Like, it was by far the smoothest day the transpo grid was the entire summer, but
all in all,
I fucking kill myself. I don't know how either of you guys did that shit. Like, I would have, the guy, if he would have yelled at me, I think I would have actually killed the guy in the car.
Probably I think people who work for production will agree that reality TV is probably the hardest thing to work in, but Jersey Shore just fucking blew fucking chunks.
I mean, I can hopefully believe that there's some production companies like, oh, it was fucking, I love everyone, the cast and crew is great, they actually feed us and shit like that. But like when you're
that's
like,
how Disney was, they were super nice.
Really?
It's Disney.
Oh, yeah, the fucking billionaires.
Except for when you never met this Disney guy.
I mean, they have a hard set of rules on the cast, obviously. I mean, the cast and crew, they lead out specific shit that you know, especially you're dating one of the former employees.
That's true. Or the Goofies.
One of the Goofies.
What?
My girlfriend used to work for Goofies in Disney World. Like, people, they make, like, the apples and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, she don't work for, like...
When you said, like, one of the Goofies, I'm like, is she, like,
he's thinking
related?
A full Goofy costume. Well, you know, they are.
Yeah. Oh, imagine.
I thought, like, I was like, yo, is her dad, like, the voice of, like, Miggy. Goofy or something? Like, Goofy or Max? Like...
I wish.
Yup.
Murder.
Oh, man, I love that one.
I like the cat. The cast was cool. You know, there was definitely production people that were cool. Like, But all in all, wouldn't go back.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to wrap this baby. I put a bow on
wrap it.
I think we did a good amount of
big
time
facts.
Today.
I got
big
some
facts.
Sushi and soup waiting for me.
Yeah, you
got
to go eat.
Sushi and soup.
Yeah. Miso honey soup.
Miso honey soup. What you got going on this weekend? Anything planned?
Nah.
Did you ever figure out what you were doing?
What, this weekend?
Yeah, Lauren's like...
No, it's a fucking surprise.
I know, I thought you said we're batting down the hatches.
We are, we're batting down the hatches. You know what we're doing?
Watching a new season of something.
Of, you know, it's like the spin-off series of Rick and Morty, but it's called Solar Opposites.
Yeah, she said
we're banning down the hatches, watching the whole thing.
A lot of people said that show sucked. I personally
I liked it. I liked the people on the wall.
I was gonna say I personally enjoyed it. Yeah, I was gonna say I enjoyed it a little bit more than Rick and Morty because it didn't have the censorship of like Cartoon Network.
Yeah, they don't have censorship of Cartoon Network whatsoever. Shit. Yeah, which means like that's why they did, I think, what they did. Because they could do back. They could do some crazy shit on that. They do some crazy shit on that thing. It gets dark.
Watch it. I advise you. I saw like a little bit of it when you guys were watching. I'll check it out.
Can't wait. Comes back. What is it? I think it comes back this Friday or Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. You're looking at me, but I don't know the answers.
Oh, I thought you knew.
Billy Vinny doesn't have
He's the only one who I know you didn't watch it.
I know.
So
guys, the only thing I'm waiting for is Attack on Titan, but I'm already going to be disappointed with that, so I don't want to talk about it.
Is it back?
It has one episode left. But like I read the manga, and manga has one issue.
Oh, is it disappointing?
No, the issue has
they haven't finished it.
Oh. Yeah, the manga has
They're still writing it. Yeah. But I heard that they told the people who are making the anime, obviously, that
this is what we want.
But hopefully, because it's animated, it won't be as shitty as Game of Thrones.
Dude, anime. Here's the thing about that though. Like I was saying, I read the manga, and there's one issue of the manga that's coming out, and that comes out on the 9th of April. The season or the series finale comes out like 6 days before that, on like the 3rd or something.
Right.
It comes out like whatever this upcoming Sunday, whatever that day is.
Yeah.
Before the manga, but where the show is right now, because I read the manga, each episode is basically a chapter.
Yeah,
bro, there's 26 chapters they need to cover.
Oh,
in one episode that's like 20 minutes long.
It's not happening.
Not happening.
Yeah, sucks. So it's gonna be a Game of Thrones kind of thing.
No, I think
or they're just gonna take out some pieces and keep the more mainline.
My buddy says he thinks that they're gonna do a. Why am I drawing a blank? Right, I think I just had a stroke.
Yeah. You're right.
You're right, dude.
I got an O2 monitor around here somewhere.
I got a breathalyzer.
My buddy thinks that they're going to end the show and then announce like a side movie.
Yeah,
but because
that wouldn't be as bad.
Because he's saying he doesn't think
they're
going to
obviously finish it on a movie ending. Which would be cool.
And the only reason he's saying that they haven't announced it yet is because if they announce it now, they know people aren't going to watch the finale.
Exactly.
Makes sense. I guess, right?
Yeah. Sorry about that. That was completely off topic.
No, that's all right. I think we're wrapping this baby up.
We're wrapping this up. So give it a nice judo chop, hit the table.
Vinny, it's been a pleasure having you on, man. I appreciate your words of wisdom.
Golly gee willikers. I'd love to come back.
Yeah, you could definitely come back. Dude. Definitely come back for another round of
Let me get Gary out of here.
Gary.
Yeah, is Gary here, Bill?
Dibbity doodles. Hey, everybody.
Oh, Gary. Oh, nice to meet you, Gary.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Evan.
Evan?
Evan.
Evan? You're a nice guy.
Yes.
Do you want to do a little dibbity dance with me?
I don't really dance.
Come on, get on up and dance with Gary.
I have my grandmother's fibromyalgia. I can't really dance.
Perfect.